Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo. We are here in the new and improved palatial, gold encrusted, silver dusted palace of House Addy. We got Sheamus looking over us here.
Yeah.
We got Alberto Del Rio, CM Punk, Baby Boy Smith, Mankind, Hot Rod, Jacob the Snake.
Yes.
Is here. Yeah, I mean, you got a lot of Bruins stuff and a few other hockey pennants I don't understand why you have.
Me either.
And you have moved in. You have moved into your new place.
I moved.
And for that reason,
I moved.
For that reason, on this show, we're going to have some guests because it's a housewarming party.
We are having a holiday housewarming party. Extravaganza.
For you, for the show.
Yes.
And I hear you say we also got a nice tweet.
Yes.
Yeah, what'd they say?
That you're fat.
No, you said a nice tweet, not the tweet we get every day.
Oh. Yeah, I don't remember.
Was it a question, or was it just a compliment?
It was a question.
Oh, are we going to answer it?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're good people.
We are good people.
Like Ralphus.
Hmm. Is he going to be on the show?
No.
Okay. And pizza's coming.
Yes, it is.
A lot.
A lot.
All right. Well, then, meanwhile, we have some wrestling to talk to. Now, I just want to say, while we're going to have a lot of guests here, I should mention that I came over to your new place here. I forgot to put on my belt, so we might have one other guest that we weren't expecting show up.
Really? Stumpy.
Hey, SPK is in the house.
He is. He'll be here.
He will be here.
Let's kick this off with some wrestling news.
Okay.
I'm trying to think that the topical news of the day, being Sunday, and football being on, was football. No, was the fact that. There was a WWE contingent at the Seahawks game against the 49ers
in San Francisco because
WrestleMania 31 is going to be in San Francisco.
Yeah, and the Hall of Fame there will be in San Jose as well as will the Raw the next night and maybe the SmackDown too, I think.
Probably, yeah.
Because they're trying to turn it into an entire week of stuff, right?
It might be in Sacramento.
Could be, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But San Francisco, which is, I know for travel for us, easier than a lot of the places they've been to. I don't know how it is for most people travel-wise, but it's a good major center. It's easy for, there's some famous wrestling personalities in that area who can get to the show easily.
Dennis Rodman.
He's in North Korea.
Is he?
Isn't he?
With Jesse Ventura.
And Antonio Inoki.
That's right. 30-day fine.
30-day fine. What is that story?
I don't know. He went to North Korea, apparently. I have no idea why.
And he's in the Senate or something like that in Japan, so they suspended him.
Yeah, for 30 days. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Shoot.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that he thought that he was going to come in. But he thought it would be inappropriate to come back into the Senate after 10 days as the yellow dog.
That's a hell of a reference. Oh, shitty NWA wrestling angles. Did you say, what was Vintage on yesterday?
Oh, God, Vintage was the Black Scorpion angle from start to finish. And then they had a couple, like, during commercial breaks, coming in and out of commercial, they had, like, other WWE unsolved mysteries. Like when the stage collapsed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like unsolved when the stage collapsed on Vince. And then the other one was the raising of the briefcase in the ladder match with Austin against Shane and Vince.
Oh, that's right.
And they never explained who it was that raised the briefcase when Austin went up there.
Yeah.
Another one was Zack Ryder brought us GTV.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite one because they showed my favorite GTV segment of all time.
Val Venus and Big Show?
They call you the Big Show?
Yeah.
Classic.
Well, that's when they had comedy that actually occasionally made me laugh.
Yes.
Nowadays they have comedy and...
Do they?
Santino used to be funny. Remember when Santino was funny?
I do. I really do.
Like, you remember when Santino was still a heel and all the wrestlers are in the ring and he grabs the mic and does a rap on John Cena?
Yes.
And it's just hilarious. And
Glamorella.
Yeah, like, he was funny.
Yeah.
Now... He's not.
He's just not really...
He can't elevate really crappy material. I think he can just come up with his own, hopefully.
Well, the thing is he hasn't really had any material at all. You know, he's...
They
just,
think he has.
He's had matches, and now he pulls out the Cobra and he does shit in the matches.
No, he does backstage gimmicks still. He does a backstage segment, and he's not funny.
No, he's not.
He's not funny.
He's not. But that's the writer's fault. The writers now that report to Hunter.
Who?
Hunter.
Triple...
Hunter Small Penis.
Hunter
Little Johnson.
Hunter Little Johnson.
This is his Indian name.
Yeah. Is this what?
Huh?
I like it.
Yes. Because Stephanie is now the, what is it, the Vice President of Brand Care.
Yes. She's responsible for making, yes, for getting the brand over. And as soon as she got that title first... And let's talk about this. This is, well, it's a topic. Hunter, now in charge of creative, go.
Well, it's official, I guess, is the best way to put it. I mean, he and Vince have had the pencil for, you know, a long time. Since after that, what is his name, Crestman or whatever, after he left, it mm-hmm. basically was Vince and Hunter that took over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of, Stephanie's really kind of been out of it.
Stephanie hasn't really, I mean, ever since she had kids, she hasn't really been the same as far as being in charge of creative.
No, it's been more of an administrative,
kind
of behind the scenes, you know, overseer, I guess, kind of thing. And really, and Vince has never taken his finger out of it. I mean, the bigger news with it, I think, is Stephanie, and that Stephanie is now and is going to be the face of the company.
Well, Stephanie has a job that, as far as talent-wise and ability-wise, you would have thought would be perfect for Shane.
Yeah, and actually, it's one that I think that, at least for now, Stephanie is going to be good at. Stephanie's good at it the way that Vince McMahon was good at it in the Rock and Wrestling Connection, because no one in regular media had figured out what a slime ball Vince was until the steroid trial.
Yeah.
Really. And it's going to take probably a good 10 years for people to figure out that Steph is a cunt. And then once they do, then it's going to be, you know, then they're going to have to figure something out. But Stephanie, you know, she's well-spoken. She's a woman, which they like to have this, they like pushing this, you know, moms hate their kids watching this stuff. So you've got a mother who's running the company, essentially. They like that from a corporate perspective or whatever.
Yeah.
And again, she is well-spoken and, she can get out. But, I mean, she is going to because she's basically her father, so she's going to spit out the same mindless bullshit, and I said that's why it's going to...
She's actually not as smart as her father, though.
No, not at all.
You know, that's one thing that's significant. She's not as bright as him, and she's even more insular, her world. She never lived in... She doesn't... At least Vince grew up...
Yeah.
You know...
With hillbillies.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at least he saw another part of life.
Yeah.
She never has. She's never known anything else. She doesn't really know how to connect with... You know, the regular people in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Vince at one point had that. He's lost it, obviously. But as far as changes to the creative side, I mean, you were talking about how they've been running it now for a few months, but it's, I mean, Hunter has gotten us some tag teams. You know, I mean, good.
Yeah.
It's great. You know, everybody's pretty much universally happy about that.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean,
well,
the reason why Hunter is a McMahon is because he's just like them. He knows that he's going to use you and expects you to use him.
Yes.
And they're all like that. And that's what made him fit in.
Yeah.
And so he's sitting there, you know, I mean, the idea of him actually changing anything is not there. He's going to use them. He's going to try and change a couple slight things. He's going to be loyal to a few of the guys for his boys, and he's but at the end of the day, he's going to play the game he needs to play to make Vince happy, and at the end of the day, Vince is still the one who has lost touch with the people, who is making the final call.
And part of the reason that Vince was successful from a product perspective is because the people that he were loyal to were just happened to be the right people.
Yeah.
I mean, he was very loyal to Pat Patterson. And Pat Patterson is one of the most brilliant minds exactly in the history of wrestling in terms of being able to tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two people that are around right now that I can see have that ability are not Hunter's boys and never will be Hunter's boys, and it's Bret Hart and Paul Heyman.
That's true. Well, look at this. I mean, Michael Hayes gets suspended again. He was out drinking with Rosa Mendez, so he gets suspended again.
Mm-hmm.
Who did he put in charge of his job of booking the house shows? One of his boys.
Yeah.
Road Dogg.
Roadie.
What happens? They run multiple events in multiple locations advertising
the same people.
Get pissed off.
Yeah.
He's loyal to his boys. Whether or not those boys are actually the best people, like you said.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are we going to see a lot of changes? At the end of the day, no. We're not going to get rid of... Does this mean we're getting rid of writers and going back to... Everybody's got this idea, he grew up on Harley Race and that old-school wrestling booking. And I'm hearing people talk about this. And you know what? At the end of the day, that's his wife who instituted the writers, and he's not going to piss on her legacy or piss
not
her
yet.
Off.
I think he will.
No,
I think he will. I think he will eventually. Again, these are the things that we talked about it last time. Something happened with Hunter and his position, is that everything takes time.
Everything takes time.
This is a slow-moving deal. We have the Performance Center.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got, we have tag teams, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about wanting to have tag teams about a year ago, and now we finally have, probably a year and a half ago, and then we've got tag teams. Talked about the developmental 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And now we've just finally got it. I mean, I just...
a developmental facility. It's still not developmental the way that we would run it.
No, but I watch NXT, and even since they've got moved to Full Sail University and have got some, I've seen people that have potential that are being used. I mean, we could talk Chris Hero aside, but I mean the guys like the Sami Zayns and. They've got spot shows where they're using guys like Kalisto.
Yeah.
And now the new guy, Solomon Crow, is...
They got Davey Richards, who has gone from ROH.
Yeah.
And Eddie Edwards, who's about to go from ROH.
Mm-hmm.
And they're down working like an internship within the WWE NXT system. They're going to be on TV. The thing is, they have to convince them they're good enough. He doesn't see that those guys are good enough.
Here's the thing that I see with that, and this is just my opinion, and I don't know, again, I could be completely wrong with it, but from it's my gut, my inclination, and the difference between Hunter and Vince.
Okay.
Vince doesn't see Daniel Bryan.
Hmm?
So Daniel Bryan's never going to be there, because Vince doesn't see Daniel Bryan. I have this feeling with Hunter... is that Hunter's got him down there. Hunter, if they work hard enough, like they do this internship and stuff, I have Hunter saying, okay, these guys have proven themselves and they can stay. Don't know if they can elevate themselves to main event, but they can stay. And that to me would be the difference between Hunter and Vince. Vince would have just been like, no, bye. Let's move on to the next. And he would go on to the million other things that he does in a day.
Yeah,
where I could see Hunter, I could see Hunter being the kind of guy where, he could see, look, these guys have really worked their ass off. And they do have a few people pulling for them.
Oh, they absolutely do.
I mean, so they do have people that...
And David Richards is a well-known pain in the ass. On the other hand, he knows... I think he has an idea here's where he should shut his mouth.
What we're hearing,
he's, going down there with good attitude.
David Richards...
And he went out there and they were squashed by the Ascension to see how they would handle it.
Yeah, the American pit bulls or whatever they were called.
Yeah, exactly. And they, by all accounts, handled it well. Again, though, I don't ever see them getting rid of the writers. I just don't see him doing it. I wouldn't say ever. But, I mean, again, that's what Stephanie's brought in. That's the current model. And, again, you look back to the idea that what does Hunter do, just like Vince? He doesn't want to bring in people who know something about wrestling. He wants to bring in people who know nothing about wrestling so he can teach them his vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's the WWE
well,
sports entertainment vision. And then just look at how, now that they've taken over control over the last few months, how shitty is the product?
Well, there's the, I mean, again...
utter shit.
On top, it's shit. This is, it's WCW.
It's worse than that.
Well, it is worse than that because the good isn't as good.
No.
But it's the undercard that's good.
It's not good.
Some of the undercards. I mean, the undercards. I said I like the Wyatts.
I like the
Shield. They're
not being booked well. I like the Shield. They've been booked well pretty much since I've been there. But I mean, not
Brian. I mean, again,
Brian's not being booked well.
No, he's not. But I mean, there's guys there.
That's the thing is, there's a talented undercard.
That's
and,
yeah.
And you might be able to see them have some, you know. Some good matches occasionally because they're filling 3 hours worth of TV, but at the end of the day, the booking is, like, that's one thing you can say about WCW. I mean, when you were talking about the Cruiserweight division, while the booking was crazy up top at the end top of the NWO and didn't make sense,
yeah.
The Cruiserweight division did.
Yeah.
You still don't have things like, you know, the Damian Sandow and Dolph Ziggler's and these guys, you know, and Big E.
Yeah.
And just the way they interact, none of that's logical.
No, none of, you're right.
None of that is
you're
as
right.
good.
No, that's true.
And they're not, it's not as talented a roster. It's talented, though.
It's talented, but it's not as talented, no. I do, again, and what I'm starting to see more of, and especially in NXT, is I'm starting to see, and then even in the, like you said, in the undercard, are things like the Wyatts and the Shield, like characters that I know what the characters are about. But, like, I know what Damian Sandow's character is about.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's just booked like shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I know what Mark Henry's all about. He's just not.
Oh fuck!
You know what I mean?
Like, are they fucking him up?
Oh yeah.
Like they do this every single time with Mark Henry.
Yeah.
They turn him heel. He's a babyface, has no momentum. Turn him heel. He gets hot. He understands the Hall of Pain character, right?
Mm-hmm.
He does the Hall of Pain character? He's hot. People are into him. They turn him babyface. He's a smiling, dancing, love everybody. Mark Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Fails every time.
Yes.
And they have not figured out yet that people want the Mark Henry kicks ass.
Yes.
And it's the world's strongest, most dangerous man.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need to smile and doesn't need to dance with Fandango. He just needs to be taken on heels now. But they never get, they fuck him up every single time.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he coming out in red yet because it pops more on TV?
Oh, the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, I think he's still in that black and red thing. But, I mean, it's, yeah, I know what you mean. They think they need to change him.
Yes.
That they need to, yeah, and they just need to, like you said, have him fight heels.
Exactly.
That's it.
They do that all the time. So, is pizza here?
I think our pizza is here.
All right.
So
we're going to pause this sucker?
Yeah, let's just pause this and
well,
then.
We're talking about Mark Henry. We're going to pause because who eats on a podcast?
Who eats on a podcast? So we're just going to do that, and we will return in just a moment here, folks.
With our guests.
Yes. All right, we're back.
Yeah, after. And I just want to say, I noticed, and before I mentioned the different things in here, I forgot to mention there's a winged WWE Championship belt, a good one.
Yes.
And you've got a Rock bobblehead looking at us here.
Mm-hmm.
Old show pal, Alf bobblehead.
Alf, yes.
Yeah.
That's right. He's here.
He's here?
He's in the other room. He's going to come in.
Just a moment. We shall have him on. Housewarming guests. And most importantly, the 2009 Madden Collector's Edition for 360.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. And the Ultimate Ric Flair Collection.
Yeah. And Empty Sauce at JR's Barbecue.
Yes. Sauce it. It's autographed.
It's autographed.
Autographed. A bottle of JR's barbecue sauce. Empty. Cause
empty.
It's good.
You enjoyed it.
I did.
But you don't throw that bottle out. It's autographed.
It's autographed. Damn right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, oh, yeah.
It's more good stuff. And then a few UFC posters.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and a picture of, what is that? We got Muhammad Ali, Hulk Hogan. Who's that in the middle?
That's you, isn't it?
No.
That's Liberace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah.
Man, oh man. So we started to talk a little bit, this whole conversation, we were talking about Hunter and a small penis and things like that. It all kind of started with, we started with WrestleMania 2015 being in San Francisco, California.
San Francisco.
They are going to have a press conference on Tuesday to officially announce it. Do you know who's going to be at that press conference?
Russ Francis.
Russ Francis of WrestleMania 2 fame.
That's right.
Yes. His father.
An NFL player.
His father, Russ Francis's father, was actually a promoter in Hawaii.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember his first name. We'll call him Mr. Francis, who was a Hawaiian promoter. So that's how Russ got in. Russ was the last NFL football player eliminated from the WrestleMania 2 Battle Royal before the Anvil was eliminated by Andre, and then Bret Hart was lifted high above Andre's head and thrown onto the Anvil.
Anvil was a football player. He was part of the Oakland Raiders, and who was the other team he was with?
I don't remember. I mean, I do remember the Raiders, though. Maybe the Rams or something.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. He was with the second team, too. But he qualifies.
He does. But, I mean, in terms of the actual current NFL stars of the time, because it was NFL and
they had a lot of retired NFL stars in there.
Yeah, they had a lot of retired WWF stars in there, too. Bruno was in that.
Yeah, Bruno was in there.
I think Pedro Morales was in there at the time, yeah. So, so that's...
Bruno was still kicking ass.
Oh, yeah, and he got the biggest pop other than Andre, I think.
You're probably right, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. So, I mean, in terms of we're talking about Hunter and this creative process. I think it's going to take some time before we really start to see. Like I said, I do think the bigger thing is Vince staying out of the public eye, and it's going to become Stephanie's company.
We'll see how much that happens.
I think it will. I think it. I mean, it's really, it's been happening. But look at the
guy's gonna retire.
Look at all the stuff. That's basically what it is. I mean, you look at the Be a Star. And some of the other stuff, these press conferences that they have, the WrestleMania press conferences and such, like, it's Stephanie
running
these press conferences, right? So
that's why Stephanie was so pissed over the Ric Flair thing. I mean, of all the people, the Ric Flair video game thing, of all the people who were most pissed off, she was the most pissed off of anyone.
Well,
that's why.
That's right. Now, this does lead us to our Twitter question.
Oh, okay.
It's UK All Sports is the handle there. So I don't know the fella's name or the woman's name. Could very well be a woman. I mean, it is using it's using a computer. So you're right, but still. these be jokes. Hey guys, just wondering how different you think things would be these days if Shane hadn't been pushed out for Hunter. Then he goes on to say, "You got my tweet because you helped get me back into enjoying pro wrestling again."
Oh, that's nice.
That is very nice. Yeah, you breaking the house now? That's all right. Just fell off the wall.
That's all right. It's just a UFC poster.
It's just a UFC poster.
It's not UFC 100.
No,
that was a good one.
Yeah, I was gonna say it wasn't the good.
It's just Machida versus Shogun.
Yeah. Hooah. All right. So what do you think? What do you think about should...
I wish he could get me into enjoying wrestling again. That would be...
Yes. Yes. If he could get us to enjoy wrestling again, we would appreciate...
Really appreciate
we would appreciate
that.
Reciprocating there.
Yeah. That's an interesting question, because, I mean, it is both theoretical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, I think we already mentioned this. This would have been a position that you would have thought would be good for Shane. I mean, the thing about Shane is his personality, he was always seen as the guy who was most like Linda, Stephanie, most like Vince.
That's right.
So, you know, on the corporate side, he was always, I mean, and it was said when he would get into there and do the, creative end.
Yeah.
People didn't really like the stuff that he would come up with.
Yeah. He was, like you said, more like Linda in terms of the business. And that's the thing, is that he, and that's really what it is that Hunter has Shane's job.
Yeah.
You know, so Hunter, Shane really has been pushed out for Stephanie so much, is that he has really been pushed out for Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hunter's there. I mean, the creative, is going to, but I also get the feeling that from everybody that talked about Shane when he was in charge of the website, in charge of new media, that everybody loved working for Shane. Shane had this, people liked going into work.
People liked Shane.
Yeah, and liked working for him.
Yeah.
And we're motivated to work for him. So if you could, if he could take that and similar sort of traits or what have you to the creative end of things, you know, have less, I mean, who knows? He would also be a guy that, like, unlike Hunter, like you said, in terms of the how, if he is going to make some changes, it's going to have to get kind of massaged in so he can, so he could still sleep in the same bed.
Now, this is the same guy who said that they couldn't call the guys wrestlers anymore. They had to call them superstars.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was Shane's idea.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, he's still a McMahon. He's still got that McMahon sports entertainment attitude.
Sure, they all do. I mean, that's...
The other thing, though, is he's also the guy who was sitting there going, he knew who Floyd Mayweather was.
Yeah.
He knew who what was happening in the UFC, what was happening in pop culture.
He was the one that facilitated the Pride sale or the Pride meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was the one who got it as far as pop culture and what was happening in the moment. He was far more in the pulse than any of these other people.
He was in the pulse like his dad.
At one point.
Yeah, like his dad was, you know, and when his dad took over from when Vince took over for Vince Sr., you know, Shane was at one point that way. The correlation could be made to the same thing.
Yeah.
Whereas, I mean, you look at the backstab and sort of the pettiness. I mean, you go back to WrestleMania 23.
Yes.
You know.
Explain that story for those people who may not be familiar.
All Shane,
this is bullshit on a stick right here, this story you're going
to
hear.
Shane wanted to do the welcome to WrestleMania 23, just as Vince had said, welcome to WrestleMania 3, and part of the thing. And they were going to flash back because Aretha Franklin was singing America the Beautiful,
like she did
at WrestleMania 3. She was singing at WrestleMania 23. So they were going to do the same, so then they could, with the idea that you could splice this in generationally. And all Steph went, no, that's not happening. Mm-hmm. And that was it. That was it. That was the end of the discussion. It's like, nope.
No. Essentially, she got jealous of the idea that people would view Shane as being the heir to the company over her.
Yeah.
And that's why she shut it down.
Yeah.
Which is, again, at some point in time, you think you'd be old enough, mature enough to get past that. But they are McMahons.
Yes.
And
Hunter Little Penis.
Yeah.
Little John.
And that's the thing is we've always known, eventually, I think the one thing that what we would see from other than Randy Savage, we've always seen Vince will do what's best for business. Over personal feelings. He always will.
Yeah.
And I think Shane would be like that.
And I'm not sure he won't eventually do what's best for business with Randy Savage.
Well, yeah, maybe. But to the 2 days. And I think Shane would be like that. I don't know that Stephanie's like that so much.
And it's not even Stephanie needs to be like that. It's that
Hunter's
not really like that. I mean, Hunter's calling Goldberg.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Hunter's reaching out to Bruno because it's not Vince. But and that's a different issue. But when Hunter's calling Goldberg and Hunter's talking to Warrior, you know, you know what's your finish so I can kick out of it.
Yeah.
You know, well, you know that Hunter's willing to put those sorts of things aside for the greater good.
Yeah.
You know.
So far, yeah.
So and I mean, for they've had conversations with Lanny Poffel.
Yeah.
You know, about the Hall of Fame. It's just that they're clinging to this thing that Randy said at a dinner where he wants the whole family to go in, and they can't, and Poffo is, the genius, is enough of a mark that he wants to keep that, he wants to cling to that story.
Well, this is a question. If Lanny Poffo is saying, no, we only go in if all three of us go in, and WWE saying, no, we only want to put in Randy, he's the one who should go into our Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Is Poffo doing it because he wants his dad into, or is he doing it because he wants it in? Is it for selfish reasons or for a greater reason? If it's for his, it's because he respects his dad.
It could be for both. It could be for both. I mean, the bottom line is that if you can get Hogan, then you got your guy to induct Randy Savage into the Hall of Fame anyway, and it doesn't really matter.
I think Hogan could. I could see Hogan inducting Moyer.
Yeah, either one of them.
Yeah,
either one of them. And it's could he induct Warrior?
I can see it.
Would Warrior let that happen?
I can see it.
After that,
hour
and a half diatribe. I know, but still, it's one of those things where Savage makes more sense to me for Hogan. I mean, we're coming up on.
Thing is, you could actually have Warrior and Savage the following year.
Well, who? If you well, that's very true. But there's another person that could induct a warrior whose contract comes due in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, dang.
So, dang. We'll talk about TNA. We got some TNA stuff to
talk about champion.
Too. But sort of. But I just think that it's an interesting question how things would be different. Honestly, when I look at talent development and I look at the ideas, I mean, Shane was the one that wanted to spearhead the territories.
Yes.
In different areas, right?
Yeah.
And Hunter's got the one performance center. So, I mean, those are definitely differences that you would see.
Well, the thing is, the thing is about Shane is almost like a big idea man. His ideas were too big to go through.
Yeah.
Whereas Hunter's ideas, he knows kind of how to start it small and build it to a logical place better.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. That's why a lot of what Shane was trying to do, people just looked at. But again, Shane, I mean, for things like brand extension and getting into other markets and understanding pop culture, he was great at that. How different would it be? I don't know. At the end of the day, you still have Vince running it.
Well,
not that it would be different today. It's how different would it be 10 years from now? That's the question.
And here's the thing. What I think you're going to get, and I don't think this is a bad thing. It may come off as a bad thing when you think of the current product, but with Hunter and Stephanie running it versus Shane, you are going to essentially have Vince carrying on. I think that they'll very much be a company run like Vince McMahon ran the company, which is very much a good thing when you go back from 1985, 1983 to now. That's very much a good thing.
Well, yeah, probably.
Whereas if you – well, not even probably. I mean, they're a company that grosses millions of dollars a year.
Yeah.
They've got worldwide – they're the only game in town.
They're the only game in town. That's it. I mean – when you say it's that he gambled and he won.
Yeah.
He could have gambled and lost.
Here's the thing. Yeah.
It's because wrestling is ingrained in North American culture. People have been watching wrestling in North America for 150 years.
Yeah.
He's the only wrestling left, so they're making lots of money. But they're making less money. Wrestling today is less popular, makes less money than it did 40 years ago, 30 years ago.
That's true.
And it's just that it's so ingrained that being the last one standing, you're making money. So you say it's a good thing. It's like, no, it's a good thing. Anybody who is the last company standing would have been
It's a good thing for WWF.
Yeah.
That's what, and honestly, again, that's all that family should care about.
That's true.
You know?
That's all they do care about.
Yeah. It's like Coca-Cola doesn't give a shit what Pepsi's doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They do.
Well, yeah, they do. But I mean, at the end of the day.
But they don't give a shit what Jones Cola does.
Yeah. At the end, yeah, exactly, yeah. TNA. But at the end of the day, that's what I mean. But when you're looking at Shane, again, you're getting more close to what if Linda ran the company? What if Vince had gone to jail and Linda was in charge and Jerry Jarrett? That to me would have been, and it's an unknown. It might have been great.
It really is an unknown.
It's an unknown. And
it's hard to imagine Shane ever in control of creative. So it would have been a matter of who does he have in control of creative.
Yes, and exactly. Who does he have?
Does Michael P. Hess Hayes get even more power? Possibly. Does he fuck it up still? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you now, the next, we talk about how, like, who's...
He's going to be on, right?
I'll tell you the big difference. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's here. He's at the bar.
Of course.
I get the bar in a basement.
Yeah, I know people hear music in the background. I'm telling him to keep it not too loud there.
Yeah, I know.
In the basement by the bar, because we're trying to record a fucking show. We've got to be professional.
I know. If he gets up and sings one more time, we want him to knock him the fuck out.
Yeah.
I tell you now, we talk about the one of the main differences, at least in the short term, is we're talking about, okay, is Randy Savage going to, is Goldberg going to go in? Is Ultimate Warrior going to headline the Hall of Fame? You know, and these are all questions that we have with Hunter in charge of creative and the job that he has. I mean, with Shane having that position, it's, like Test is headlining the Hall of Fame. Kelly Kelly can induct him.
Yeah. How did Goldberg sales do on his DVD, do you know?
I don't know. I mean, they did that vintage collection all about them.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It was, yes.
But, you know, just, again, it really just showed doing things right.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, I don't know how they did. I mean, we talk about recent creative. I mean, what we were having to sell were 200,000 worldwide.
Yeah, I got the numbers here. Let me just find them for it here. I'll find the numbers domestically. The Battleground, of course, did horribly, and we were predicting that, of course. So, I mean, that's not a surprise.
Yeah, and you know what I wrote instead of Battleground? I wrote Breakdown.
Yeah. Well,
which was an In Your House. From Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, I remember that one.
Owen Hart fought Edge.
Yes.
And they also had a triple threat cage match between The Rock, Ken Shamrock, and Mankind, where they all tried to cut funnier promos than each other,
yes.
And Ken Shamrock failed miserably. And then, because I'll never forget, at the end of the promo, Mankind went, "Sugar-coated testes, is that a new breakfast cereal?" But Edge fought Owen Hart wearing a Toronto Argonauts jersey in Hamilton to try to get heat. And that was the debut of Christian.
Oh, that's right.
He stood outside the crowd.
Yeah, that's right.
Looking at him.
He won the title like the next month.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he won to give Hitachi Michinoku at the next at No Mercy in Your House in in October. Christian coming back at to present one of the Slammies.
The Slammies.
Yeah.
We'll get to the Slammies.
We will talk about the Slammies because it is the current story.
Yeah, but
let's
while
talk
you're
about,
saying all this, this
yeah.
is great. You're talking about Breakdown. You're giving me all this. You talked about No Mercy the next month. Where was No Mercy the next month? Do you remember?
I believe it was in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I can't.
Yeah. Okay, so where did Battleground take place?
Hmm? Was it not in Buffalo?
Yeah. All right. And what was the card?
I assume Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan had a match.
Yes, they did.
And then... was that the one where the Rhodes? Is that the one? That's the one where the Rhodes brothers fought the Shield, right, to try to keep their job with Dusty.
That's right. Yeah.
And that, those are the two highlight matches. And they're probably a chick
Punk
match.
Punk versus Ryback and
who? Oh
Punk
yeah.
Punk versus Ryback. Yeah.
Right. Ryback.
So I mean, it did horrible. $122,000. 87 domestic, 35,000 overseas.
Did you hear the new team? My new team name.
No.
Ryback Axel.
Ryback Axel.
Instead of Ryback Acne.
I like
back Axel.
but anyways, so that's the third lowest in history behind the 2011 Vengeance show and the
December to Dismember.
December to Dismember. Not great numbers.
So
there are reasons for that.
Can you give
it was, you know?
Can you give some? Do you 150,000?
Yeah, it wasn't in the UK. It was available pre TV.
I was talking about In Your House Breakdown, though. What was? Do we know the domestic and international breakdown? I heard it was about 80,000.
Yeah, 87 domestic, 35,000 overseas, and it was for free in the UK. It wasn't available.
Okay, wait a minute.
So.
87, and what?
And 35.
Okay, that does not equal 150,000. That equals
122.
Like,
I said.
Yeah. Okay, that's worse.
Why?
Because 122 is less than 150. That's why that's worse.
Why?
No,
what
I was looking.
150? Where did you get the number?
I know. It was just guess.
No.
It was from the Torch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Wade Keller's a moron.
Yeah, Wade Keller. You know, the thing is, I agree with his Did you hear him on Stone Cold Steve Austin?
I didn't. No.
It was a chance for him to talk about his favorite subject himself.
Really?
And yeah. And I agree with his booking philosophy. I do awesome. Dearest time in the world.
What?
Crack a beer. But, it's a party going on downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But, he just...
You know who's not invited? Wade Keller.
No, Christ no. We did have him on the show that one time, remember?
We did. But
yeah.
We did
George Takei was a big fan.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He is.
Another.
George Takei, yeah. Well, no, is he a big fan? It's hard to tell. He said he sucks.
Okay, so, it beat, it beat one show in 2012,
okay.
Actually. As
oh,
well.
Wow.
It says, actually, what is it?
Was it that over the, or what do they call that? Over the limit?
TLC.
Really?
TLC.
2012
yes.
TLC?
Now, I'm going to tell you what was TLC from 2012. Let me just tell you.
That was last
domestic.
Year.
Yeah, 1 year ago. The domestic.
Oh.
Do you remember what was going on in the WWE 1 year ago?
Was that the one, No Cena?
No.
Didn't they have that show? No.
TLC last year, December.
The Shield against Ryback and Team Hell No.
That was a different one, no?
That was TLC.
No.
Yes, it was.
TLC last year.
Was Ryback against, and Ryback and Team Hell No against the Shield. Yes, it
well,
was.
Well, that was, but that was, but the main event was Cena versus Dolph Ziggler for the briefcase.
Oh, yeah.
Dolph Ziggler, a year ago, remember he was getting those wins over Cena?
And,
but they weren't clean wins?
That's when AJ screwed Cena.
Yeah.
And it, was, it wasn't about, yeah, and it was all about AJ.
Yes. Just to go back a year ago to see the difference of where people are in the company, Cena's the same guy, Dolph is just...
It was 2 years ago that... It was 2 years ago that they rolled the dice and said, let's have this pay-per-view without John Cena.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it also had Big Show versus Sheamus in a chairs match. Shield versus Brian Kane and Ryback.
Yeah, that was TLC. And then what was the tables match?
I don't know. It doesn't
matter. You're yeah. Doesn't actually matter.
It doesn't matter,
Booker.
No, so it did 75,000 domestic buys.
Wow.
2011 Vengeance that we were talking about.
Yeah, Vengeance, okay.
65,000 domestic.
Okay, card.
Okay, Alberto Del Rio versus Cena, last man standing for the WWE title.
Wow, Alberto, really?
Alberto Del Rio versus Cena.
Huh.
Never thought it'd
be a shitty buy.
Yeah, hard to fucking believe. Mark Henry versus Big Show for the world title.
See, that was a good program, though. Oh, you know when that was? That was actually around the same time. That's when they had, like, the 8 pay-per-views in 6 weeks type deal in this time. Same was this what do they call this again? Not Breakdown, what's it called?
Capital Punishment?
No. What's the word we just had?
Battleground.
Yeah, really memorable
They're
time
really,
in wrestling, folks.
They need somebody to come in and be in charge of branding, because obviously you're not doing a good job.
Did you know that July 22nd, 1997, Raw came from Halifax, Nova Scotia?
Can you tell me where Capital Punishment came from 2 years ago?
Yeah, Washington.
Okay. It also did 85,000. Can you tell me the main event?
Yeah, that was the one that R-Truth got the main event.
Yeah, because the soul of the show was Orton versus Karina. Orton versus Christian, sorry.
Oh, Orton versus Carino.
Let me have another beer.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just drink a little bit right here. You say or something while I'm drinking.
Well, I met this lady and I told her quite a story. I said I love her forevermore. But the trouble is I tell the same old story to every girl that walks through the door. Mm-hmm. This is the slickster talking at you, honey.
All right,
yeah.
So over the limit is 72,000 domestic.
Well, first they limit and then they don't. Sometimes they will and sometimes they won't. So I said to this girl, hey, you get out. And she got to her feet and began to shout, your
you
dad so
what
broke.
The main event of just over 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
2011.
Jab so broke.
Cena versus The Miz at 72,000.
And you always lie.
Can you
friends?
Remember this? This is Jab's unbelievable
over.
What I say.
Okay.
Near 2.5 years ago.
2.5 years ago.
Which
would
in
have been...
life, nothing. But in wrestling, apparently, especially in WWE, a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
The main event, John Cena, I know he's in the main event, but that's not new.
Whoa.
Versus The Miz and Alex Riley in an I Quit match.
Oh, yeah. And that's the one where, yeah. Oh.
And how things have changed and how they haven't.
One of my favorite commentators.
Alex Riley.
I do enjoy Alex Riley on NXT.
Also had Jerry Lawler in a
versus
Michael Cole in a Kiss My Feet match.
Really?
Yeah, and Orton versus Christian for the world title.
And
Hell in a Cell did quite well, actually, this year. 212,000, 121 domestic, 91 overseas.
Okay.
Obviously, it was available for purchase in the pay-per-view in the UK.
It was, okay. And I think that's looking at, and how much they said? 212, and then what was the overseas difference?
30,000.
Okay.
So, last year's Hell in a Cell did 207, so it's up 5,000 overall, which any increase is amazing.
Yeah.
The difference here is, last year we're looking at 157 domestic compared to 121.
Okay.
But the foreign this year is 50 compared to 90.
All right.
I think this talks
way to go, foreigners.
Well, I think this talks to John Cena probably being overseas. Is that possible?
Is he?
Because he is...
I guess the best... I mean, honestly, the best comparison is Bret Hart. And yeah. I think, actually, you know what it is, too? Was that the one... No. Battleground was John Cena's big return, wasn't it?
No, it was
Hell in
a
Cell. Okay, so I do think that helped. I definitely, that to me would say.
It was the big three were Orton versus Bryan, Del Rio versus Cena, Cena's return.
Yeah, okay.
And advertised as Punk versus Ryback and Heyman in another Hell in a Cell match.
I think
2010, 3 years ago.
Okay.
109,000 domestic in comparison for Kane versus Undertaker for the world title.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Orton versus, that's the one. And then the next month they did the one where Nexus. Remember Nexus buried.
Yes.
Undertaker.
Yes, to lead to him versus Barrett. Bad News Barrett, who we'll fucking talk about.
And write that down because I wanted to block it out.
And I brought it up. I also had Orton versus Sheamus and no Cena on the card. In 2011, they had Cena versus Punk versus Del Rio.
Right.
And Henry versus Orton, and it did a mere 98,000 for the domestic, for the Hell in a Cell. So it's just kind of interesting to look back though, and see what's different and what isn't.
Bring on the network.
Yeah. Well, it's, yeah.
I mean, when you're looking at 87,000 domestic buys.
Yeah.
You know, again, and then let's be honest, it's a B-level show. So what was the Heck in the Sec? Was 150?
121.
Okay, 121, yeah. So let's look at 121.
Yeah, 151 last year.
Okay, but let's just average it out and let's say 135.
157 last year.
Okay, let's just say 135,000. Again, you would probably need double that, right? Because you make half amount as money. You make what? $15 on a pay-per-view. You would make $7 on a month on a network subscription. So you need 250,000.
A little more than that because you need to fill on the extra hours of other programming and such. But I know what you mean.
I mean in terms of dollars of what you make.
Yeah.
And well, you'll be all you need is someone to buy it for that show for that month, and they're going to pay their $15, and WWE is going to get their $7, as opposed to WWE getting their $15. So if you get 250,000 people, then you're the same, basically.
Probably, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you get 300,000, you're probably for the whole year. So I mean, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, again, the WrestleMania thing we talked about last show. I mean, the WrestleMania is going to be the big what the fuck thing, right? But that's interesting. Now, you brought him up, and so I'll talk about him now.
Are we going to have a guest? No, I think we should have a guest first.
We should actually.
We have so many to get to.
Go get one.
Go get one?
Yeah,
go get him.
Go,
I'll just, you know what I'll do? I'll just grab the first guy I see. All right?
All right, let's come on in. No, we're gonna don't say your name, man. We're gonna announce a surprise. Put on the headset there. All right, you are on the Addie's Holiday Housewarming Extravaganza.
Hi,
George Takei. How are you doing?
Well, I'm pretty good.
Have you been watching a lot of wrestling?
Seriously, now.
I know, but the reason I mention this, George, is you mentioned is one of your favorites has come back and has done quite well for himself, actually, with in a tag team.
The Gold Dust.
Gold Dust. You said that the Gold Dust was one of your favorites.
Yes. I like represents me and my community.
Oh.
Well.
He does. You're from Texas.
No.
Oh.
And, Pat Patterson was my favorite wrestler when I was growing up.
Was he? Yeah. Did you?
Yes.
That's a good point. Are you going to attend WrestleMania in 2015? Now we know it's going to be in San Francisco, California. You're from California, are you not?
San Francisco. I go to the football games there.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the tight ends.
See, I would have thought the opposite, but you know what my favorite, George, now that you're actually here and you're face to face, I got to tell you, cuz you were on the phone last time, but now that you're actually here face to face, I got to tell you, in Star Trek IV, when you said nuclear vessels, man, that was one of my favorite lines of all time.
It was an improv.
Was it? Was it all?
And thanks for having me here for your Christmas housewarming.
This is actually...
As you know, I'm a Buddhist, so I don't believe in the Christmas, but I do like to get my hands on a big Yule log.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you very much for coming, George. And please, as I say to all of our guests, please make your Yuletide gay. All right, now let's get the headset back on Mo. No, don't touch me, George. All right.
So he's not going downstairs again. I think he's looking for somebody in the house.
Yeah.
I think he's exploring.
Oh, no, there he is. He's going down.
He's going down. Okay. George Takei!
Oh, wow.
On the show, so that was good.
That was excellent.
That was good, yeah. So speaking of 2011 and Cena and Orton and all this crap,
uh-huh.
I don't know, you want to talk about Bad News Barrett or you want to talk about the unification of the title?
Let's talk about the, you know what, we also have a couple of, we're going to have the Iron Sheik on later.
Yeah.
And in his honor, I would like to talk about the junification of this title. You know, and we're going to talk about the Slammies in a little bit. Because the Slammies are generally a great time of year.
Well, it's a fun show. It actually entertains me.
And the thing is, so we basically got the go-home show of Raw this Monday, because you're not going to get too much in the way of kind of go-home angles. I mean, we got the contract signing, and that was really the go-home. And
they're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
As a go-home angle still, but that's still largely, that's the go-home show, that's the go-home angle.
Right.
Essentially, we're trying to build it up. Hey, believe us. Basically, here's what it is. It's, I'm gonna tell a story. You want to get under the learning tree here, get a little story?
I'll go get a beer.
Okay, you go get a beer. I'm going to tell a little story. I used to work at this place where we used to have a regular customer. He'd come in. His name was Sergio.
What?
And Sergio would come in and every day just bullshit with us and different things. And one day he comes in. He's talking about his daughter who's off at college. And he talks like this, you know, and Sergio, and he talks, I don't know, he talks, and he goes, hey, you know, give me a little smooch on the beach.
Was he a cook?
Something like that. And Sergio comes in, he says,
he's a master baker.
No, that's a different guy. Oh, man. His asshole, he's efficient. He puts his pole in the asshole. Anyway, that's a different Sergio.
Good.
Sergio comes in, and he's like, Mo, my daughter, she goes to college. It costs me a lot of money, Mo. It costs me a lot of money. Mo, can I ask you a question? Because my daughter, she comes back with these horrible grades. She spent all that money. It's gone, and she's getting no education. Mo, what am I going to... Mo, can I ask, right between you and me, Mo, am I a good-looking guy? I was like, Sergio, I don't know. Just, Mo, am I a good-looking guy? I guess so, Sergio. Mo, because would I have to pay $50,000, do you think, to get fucked in the ass? Or do you think a guy as good-looking as me could get fucked in the ass for a little cheaper than that? Because that's what my daughter did to me. She fucked me in the ass. The point of this story...
Is he from Saskatchewan?
The point of this story is...
You met Mad Dog Vachon before he died?
The point of this story is...
I got nothing.
He got fucked in the ass by his daughter. And WWE, right now, is desperately trying to convince those people who purchased the last four pay-per-views, who got fucked in the ass by them, that this time they're not going to.
Yeah.
And that's the point of the story.
And that's kind of actually part of it. Well, my favorite part, too, was when they did the whole, you could vote on the app to see what's the title going to be called. And they were expecting it to just be Undisputed WWE Champion, and then people picked, the unified title. And then once people picked it, it's like, we're told this is going to be made under advisement. And, you know, at that particular point when they said that, you know, we're told this could be made under advisement by the McMahons. I thought, you know, this is why you need to make the owners heels on TV.
Yeah.
Because then they can just,
say, fuck you. We're not going to do that. It's going to be this.
Yeah,
but,
and
they are going to unify this title, which was not the plan.
Not the original plan, but now because they realize that
people are pissed about what they've been fucked in the ass by them so many times.
I wonder when we talk about the.
You have to pay $50 to get fucked in the ass, or you get fucked in the ass for free because you're good. Well, you're not. You're pretty ugly. But a guy like me is a pretty good looking guy. I can get fucked in the ass for free if I wanted to.
My ass is nice.
What a bony.
Make it do tricks.
But that's it. So, I mean, so the original idea was to flip the titles. So what are you going to see? I figure you're going to see, you're going to go and you're going to see John Cena. Actually, betting money right now is Randy Orton. Is the saying that they're expecting Randy Orton to get both titles.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters because I figure on Raw. Then
oh, I know it doesn't matter.
I figure they're gonna flip that. The whole idea is to flip the titles. I figure they do it either at the Royal Rumble or on a Raw beforehand.
I just...
And at that point, they'll split it back up to two, and the titles will flip.
Yeah, I guess. I just, to me, I still, if you're going to do it, but I, like...
Well, if you're going to do it right.
But here's the thing. Here's the big thing of it, is that you unify the belt on at TLC.
Yeah.
Right?
But people, and you get, so they get what they advertise.
Right, right.
You don't have to give all the refunds. But then you find a way to flip them the next night.
Well, you can't do it the next night. I don't think you can do it the next night because after... Because people still went in, and I think that might be why that In Your House breakdown there was such a... Or was a battleground.
Yeah.
Had some because they did an overturn, right? Mm-hmm. Or no, they did the overturn at Night of Champions.
Night of Champions.
And that's when a bunch of people... It would be interesting to see what that... Because that's where a bunch
of
people got rebounds.
I understand all the shows that they were getting...
The last two. The two Daniel Bryan ones, people called and got refunds.
Yeah.
And quite a significant number.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, people are...
Over a thousand.
Yeah.
Is what I hear. For
which
per
is,
show.
Like, so, which is 1%.
Yeah.
It's more than 1% in some cases. Domestically, 1,000 out of 87,000?
It's $20,000 at least, minimum, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 1,000 out of 87,000?
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's, you know, that's more than a percent. So... That's a pretty big swing. And I think that...
Wait a second. Hold on. This Jake Roberts toy that I'm looking at here.
Yeah.
Does he have abs?
Not really.
Like he has abs.
He's got kind of a shapen stomach, but it's not really abs. This is like on the gas 1988 Jake Roberts.
Okay. All right.
Where he doesn't... Like CM Punk.
Okay. I see.
See?
I see.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, what you're saying?
I don't remember. No. Roddy Piper definitely doesn't have abs, just to point that out.
No,
neither
no.
does Mick Foley, I should say.
No.
But Bulldog, yes.
Bulldog, yes.
We're all right with that. But I think, I don't remember what I'm saying. But the refunds. And I think now, if they are going to switch, to me, it's, and we, I mean, it's not that they're not going to do it, but it's asinine and retarded that they would unify. And then, like, a month later, only one of the titles is up for grabs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm only going to put this big gold belt up for grabs. Well,
yeah.
What the fuck? Who cares?
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know what I mean?
What
like,
do,
I don't know that I don't know that that's what they're going to do, and I hope they don't. I just, I think...
Well, I
just think
that
time...
I would...
Like, why not? Like, what I don't see, and what I don't, honestly, what I don't understand is what is the benefit? You know, especially once you unify. I gotta understand, okay, you don't want to unify, you want to keep them, that's fine. Keep two belts. I think it's stupid. If you're gonna keep two belts, keep two belts. I don't see any point in going to one and then all of a sudden having two again. It just doesn't make any sense. Like,
well, but they never wanted to do it. So it doesn't matter.
Well, that's true.
Storyline-wise, the plans are, whatever storylines they have, revolve around two belts.
And that's
never
the other thing.
They backed themselves into a corner, they have to do it now. Are they eventually going to unify the belts? Yeah, I think they probably will. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if next year's WrestleMania.
I just wonder.
But if it's the 2015.
Oh, you know what it is? It'll be the 2015 WrestleMania because they've just done it at TLC, so it won't mean anything.
Well,
that's exactly why they'll do
it right away.
No,
then
that's exactly why they'll do it. Yeah, we just did this. That's what they do, and they don't understand. And it gets to your.
Do it. That's
see,
what it should be.
I look
at WrestleMania. Top three match.
It's December. The Slammies are coming, so that always makes me look at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Because it's about the time where you do.
Yeah, it used to be right before. It used to be the night before Slammies.
Yeah.
For WrestleMania. It
yeah.
used to be instead of the Hall of Fame, you had the Slammies.
Yes. Yes. But the Slammies came in December one year. They did.
Yeah.
In 1987.
Come on, it wasn't consistent.
No, oh God, they didn't have them for years.
Yeah.
But the 1987 Slammies, which were awesome. But
you just go and watch. Go watch a high Heart Foundation pretending to play.
Oh, play the trumpet or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, all this. All the guys are gimmicked up.
Jim Brunzel and shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Jake Roberts. But no, I think that, as I look towards Mania, you're right. I mean, I do think that Randy Orton's got to be your odds-on favorite to unify this thing, because then the winner of the Rumble's got to go in and fight Orton.
Yeah.
You know? And honestly,
if they're going through with this in that way.
Well, because right now, and I don't know what the other flip side, I mean, we know about Taker and Lesnar.
Yes.
That match is there. To Brock Lesnar and Undertaker is WrestleMania. And now, like, who teams with Hunter?
Well, yeah, Hunter represents himself, doesn't he?
Well, who teams with Hunter?
Teams with?
To fight Cena and Hogan.
Oh, Cena and Hogan. Oh, that's
a... Cena and Hogan's a team. Cena and Hogan are having a tag match. Is the unless it's Cena and Hogan against the Shield.
Or the Wyatts.
I think more appropriately right now, though, would be the Shield, because it's who they've kept the strongest, right?
Actually, I think it could be the Wyatts, because it's very much the Hogan.
It's the Hogan model of the giant guys.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, if someone's going to team with Triple H, I don't know.
Then what do you got, Orton Punk?
The thing is, the best...
Orton versus Punk for the title?
No.
Why not?
Because I saw them at WrestleMania a couple years
ago. Randall Keith Orton? Orton could have a new wife. The only reason I say you do that is because, and you put that again, you put that match on last because it's a title, and Punk gets his WrestleMania main event.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't think Orton's ever been in the main event either. So.
Oh yeah, didn't he?
No, I don't think he's ever closed the show, has he?
No, him and Hunter didn't close. He did. No, I don't think he has. Maybe not.
I don't think he's ever closed the show. But again, at the end of the day, I think Cena's probably closing the show or Taker.
Again,
there's still no guarantee that The Rock isn't going to have a match.
I think there pretty much is. Well, let's look at it this way. Let's look at this from a tragic perspective, an outside of wrestling perspective, is that Paul Walker, Fast and the Furious, they were filming, they filmed that movie, they're not done yet.
No.
Filming, so they gotta, they gotta rewrite and redo this whole movie because you go back to a wrestling tie, I understand that, I mean, last week, Paul Walker, that's when he met Nick Hogan.
I think we should have another guest in.
He died in a car.
Yeah, I know.
Nick wasn't driving?
No.
Oh.
Because then Nick Hogan would also be dead.
Hmm. And we're not that lucky? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I may have thought it, but I certainly didn't say it.
All right. I'll get off the...
The best guy for Hunter... I mean, if you're looking in company, if it's Hunter representing himself and then one guy representing Vince by himself, it is Cena in the company. If you're looking outside the company, best guy is Shawn Michaels, second best guy is Batista.
Yeah.
You know.
Or does Hunter bring Batista?
I could see that.
Hunter and Batista against Cena and Hogan?
I could see it.
Yeah.
That makes sense for Batista. I mean, he has had his movie roles, and he's going to continue with that. But a one-shot, especially right before Guardians of the Galaxy comes out, I can see it.
No.
You got a look on your face that makes me... frightens me.
Hogan and Cena against Hunter and Piper. Hunter and Piper.
That would fucking rule. I would love that.
Those are promos, man.
Those are some fucking promos. That would be crazy. I don't know how much it would get over, but, Yeah. Yeah, it'd be crazy.
The only other person that, ironically, that I would like to see Hunter team with besides Roddy Piper is Mr. T.
Yeah. When does Sheamus do back?
I think he's due back. What is it? He's due back. I think it's 3 weeks after Who Gives a Fuck.
I'm just saying because I could see him versus Orton for the title.
Actually, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's another guy. Well, I mean, if Orton unifies and wins, it's the winner of the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
That will go on.
I can see him returning it. I don't know what his health situation is. I hear he's getting close, but
yeah.
Well, I actually heard that Christian had retired. So I don't know if this is just like what's going on with him.
I don't know.
He's gonna be there at the Slammies.
But
let's talk Bad News Barrett. Let's talk some Sin Cara.
Should we have a guest first?
Okay. Yeah.
I'll get off the headset here and I'll let you talk to this fellow here.
Because
right. I know he's got some things to say to you.
Oh really? Which one is it? Who's coming up today?
Mo.
Oh no.
How are you doing, Mo? I am unstoppable.
Oh, what's your what do you eat for Halloween or Christmas there? What do you do?
I've got gluten free eggnog.
Gluten free eggnog.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I've got.
Is it all eggnog gluten free?
And I've got 3 sardines. I'm sitting down there with this cat. I'm sitting down at the bar at Addie's with. There's a whole bunch of it. You saw George, my friend George Takei, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Star Trek, all right, Mr. Sulu.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there and I'm talking about DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga, okay, with George Takei. And I brought along my buddy, Arthur Gorman.
Retired paratrooper Arthur Gorman?
You know about Arthur Gorman.
Is there any truth to the rumor that retired paratrooper Arthur Gorman is actually retired paratrooper Perry Saturn?
You know, I never thought of that. They do look a lot alike.
Don't they?
I have been trying to keep George Takei from hitting on Arthur Gorman. He's got a thing for military men. He keeps talking about wanting to show him his nuclear vessel.
All right, DDP, anything else you want to say to me?
Mo, I need you to send you, give me your address. You know what, better yet, I don't even need your address. I just need, tell me. What's your phone number?
What do you need it
okay,
for?
Okay, I'll call you.
Why?
I will give you the self-help that you need.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Mo, you are a fat fuck.
What?
You have got your wheat belly, and if you give me your phone number, I'll call you.
Well, that would be a treat. All right, thanks, DDP. I'll text it to you.
All right, and let me just tell you, Mo, say hi to your mom, and let her know I still feel the bang!
Seriously, Addy?
Let me get the headset back on. See you, Paige. See you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who Arthur is. Thanks. Yeah, he's right there.
That guy's been on the show more than anybody, and I hate him.
Okay, I gotta tell you, just because he's probably downstairs now, but we're recording this on Sunday. Paige got here on Tuesday. He won't leave.
Cool. Oh, fucking DDP.
Oh, DDP, what a great guy.
Yeah, fucking Bad News. I get this text from you. Bad News Barrett debuted. His gimmick sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put on there on Twitter, Bad News Barrett, fuck you. And somebody responded, Bad News, well, fuck you. Somebody who's like, is like their last name, like something, like Mrs. Barrett.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Barrett fan. Let me find it here. This was our where is it here? Yeah, somebody, Joe DeCee Barrett.
Yeah.
It says, I said, where was this? What did I say? Oh, Bad News Barrett, fucking stupid. And then I get a response, your face is fucking stupid. And let me just point out for this here. And then my next tweet actually was Bad News Barrett again when he came on.
Yeah.
Holy shit, the WWE writers suck donkey dink, was my tweet. But let me just point out, I actually like Wade Barrett. I'm a big fan of
Wade
Barrett.
That's the thing is when you say that, is we both are big fans of Wade Barrett. And
but
absolutely.
But
this is shit.
There's two things here. Okay. Bad News Allen, Bad News Barrett. The original Bad News is one of in my opinion, is one of the Bad News Brown is one of the best probably underutilized characters.
I've said this before. The template for Stone Cold Steve Austin's character, in many ways, is the Bad News Brown character.
Mm-hmm.
Don't trust anybody. No friends, heels or faces.
Yep.
Ass kicker.
Beat the shit out of Jack Tunney on the Brother Love Show.
Yep.
You know.
Goatee, black boots, black trunk.
Never get over. But, it's true, and I mean, that's great. And Bad News Barrett, I was like, okay, well, if he's going to be Bad News Barrett, that's fucking...
You're expecting something.
Well, and okay, but Bad News Brown, Bad News Allen, was just bad news because when he came in the ring and he the bell rang, that it was bad news.
It was bad. He was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he walked towards you. He punched you in the stomach. He punched you in the back of the neck.
Yeah.
He'd be down.
And in many ways, this street brawler or whatever it was, the Fight Club, Wade Barrett.
Yeah, that we thought we'd get, we never really got.
That we never really got, but when he grew the beard and got the return or whatever, in many ways, I said, okay, well, that could be, that Bad News Barrett is just a nickname.
Yeah.
At that point. And it's fine. Yes, it's bad news when you step into the ring with this guy, this bare-knuckle boxer guy.
Yeah.
Fine. No. They give him the anonymous Raw General Manager podium.
Oh, yeah.
And he proceeds to tell, Bad News Barrett is the wrong nickname. It's Cheap Heat Barrett.
That's a good nickname for him.
And that's all it is Cheap Heat Barrett. He comes out of Oklahoma, stupid.
Yeah.
Wow, thanks, Wade.
And if you eat Thanksgiving dinner, you're going to get fat. Yeah, you're going to be fat and lazy.
Yeah. How many Thanksgiving dinners have you had?
Right, but that's it, though. I mean, the gimmick isn't that he's bad news because he's bad news in the ring. The gimmick is he tells you bad news.
Yeah.
The bad news is reality. In reality, Oklahoma's stupid.
Yeah.
And wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the best. This guy can talk.
Well, first of all, we already knew that.
This guy can talk. This guy can talk. This guy can work. This guy has a great look.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is... You're giving him this.
This isn't your 5'8", 170-pound guy. This is your 260-pound guy that you like. Like, this is... Like, I don't get it. And that's the part that pisses it off, is that this... For all the... You know, when we're talking about, Sami Zayn's and the... You know, you got your Ascension gimmick, and you've got your... I'm just trying to think of other gimmicks that are working in NXT, but you know you've got Adrian Neville. I don't think that's going to work. But Solomon Crowe, the new Solomon Crowe character, who's Sami Callihan, who's apparently just going to play this kind of WikiLynx dark attack you and press a button kind of thing. I mean, those are characters that will work. The Shield gimmick works.
Mm-hmm.
But the Hounds of Justice is here, right? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, those things work, but this bad, like, it's just stupid. Like, that's all I can think of. It's just stupid.
It's not, there's nothing, like, you could have an actual gimmick, like, and still say these things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where it's not a gimmick. It's just, it's really lame, and it was a real disappointment to see it.
He's going
to
come out and tell you bad news. It's like, what?
Yeah.
At least give him Harlem sewer rats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we should have another guest on. There's many down there.
I know.
Housewarming Christmas party.
Down where?
It's palatial.
All right. So we
gotta, I do mean it.
I'll get
this place is your new house is fucking huge.
Thank you. Oh, the house. But yeah, no, it's we got a lot of good space here, and after this last debacle, I am never moving again.
I bet.
It's good. One phrase you'll never hear me say again: I'll move. All right, let me take the headset off and do this. Speaking of moving, this guy's a mover and a shaker. Let me put this guy on here.
Hello.
Well, hello, Mo.
Is that? Oh shit! It's Michael PSA. How are you doing?
Well, I am doing just fine.
Oh, what's new in the WWE?
I got a rhyme for you. Everything's good. Everything's great. We're getting big. We're getting bigger. I am just around Michael Hayes, the greatest.
Wait, no, don't say it.
What?
You can't say that.
Well, yes, I can.
No, you can't. I mean, Dusty Rhodes maybe could.
But Bill Watts told me it was okay.
Well, Bill Ross is wrong.
Oh.
So you're downstairs. It's a lot of bad news down there. No, I don't mean Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian. Do you know them?
Who?
I'm just saying there's a lot of people.
I remember when they used to wrestle.
I'm just saying that there's a lot of drinking going on down there. Are you managed to keep clean and sober?
I am straight. I haven't had a drop of alcohol, Mo.
Oh, what's that a smell?
Mo, no alcohol. Mo, you do not... let me tell you something, Mo. Well, you do not need alcohol when you can just snort the cocaine.
All right, I think you better get out of here before you say too much and get in trouble.
Well, thank you for having me, Mo.
Michael fucking PSAs.
Michael PSAs. What a guy.
How'd you get him here?
Hmm? What? I don't know. I told him we were having really heavy snowfall, and for some reason he was just like, that's all it took.
I think he misunderstood you.
What, do you think so? He's been to Cali. He's been here before. But, yeah. What a guy. Hey, WrestleMania has sold 40,000 tickets so far in New Orleans.
The Call has sold almost five times as many DVDs as WrestleMania did.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Sin Cara. He's a fucking idiot.
Nah, he's not a fucking idiot. He's
when he gave up on that match with Del Rio, that was it. Everybody respect.
I thought you were talking about his tweet.
Oh, saying that he's currently in Mexico.
He's in Mexico right now with a picture. No, I mean, yeah, that was it. It was I have a boo-boo on my finger. I have to stop the match, and that was it for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, and right.
And he did it on purpose. I think he went out there. I think he went out there with that match on purpose, thinking, I'm going to either hurt myself or pretend I'm hurt and quit the match. Because I want to get fired.
And honestly, it was...
And he's going to end up with AAA America when they come, which will be more successful than AAA Canada.
Will it? Can't wait for that next show.
Hopefully AAA Mexico does not bring in Teddy Hart.
Oh, God, no. But
he
I'm
has a wrestling.
Yes. I'm trying to think of... Sin Cara, in terms of the funny thing for me is when he had the tattoo,
yeah,
and it was like, hey,
Michael.
Well, no, I was like, Sin Cara got a new tattoo.
Oh, okay.
At first, and then he won, and I'm like, that's not Sin Cara.
Well, he moves different. He does the spots, but he's bigger. He's heavier. He's not as athletic.
Oh,
he works well. Who calls a good worker?
He's not athletic.
The thing is that NXT, they're pushing him in. Him and Camacho, so I thought they'd come up and get a push of the tag team.
Yeah.
So obviously that's not going to happen. So Camacho is kind of screwed. So I think Camacho, being the son of Meng,
Haku,
whatever you want to call him,
yeah,
and being a Samoan, should just come back as the Samoan warrior or whatever like that and drop this whole gimmick that's not him anyway.
Should learn some submissions.
Yeah.
Do the Samoan submission machine.
No, you can't do that.
Oh. Camacho.
But Samoa come on, Joe.
You know what? If you're going to go with, but you know what? If you're going to keep the, I mean, they're obviously going to pull Roman Reigns out.
Here's another Samoan.
No.
Replace one with another.
My thought was that if they were going to keep six mans alive, then you could put them in with the Usos.
Oh yeah.
You know, and be the big man of the Usos. But if we're going to do six mans, but
yeah.
But no, I think they could find him another. They could find him another partner down there.
He can get repackaged. I think he's actually pretty good. He's actually, from what I understand, fantastic and powerful.
Yeah.
And you never really saw the spots or him wrestle like that. But
no, he did because he was jobbing. He was always this Hunico's job boy kind of thing, right? Rode the bike and it was a SmackDown. Not a comedy character, cartoon character. But I think if Hunico is going to be Sin Cara, that's fine.
That's because Sin Cara merch still sells.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they said in the European tours they were going for, still huge money.
Yeah.
And they were selling out super fast. So I think that,
probably the people in Europe actually mistook it for Mysterio's gear, but hey, other than that.
Now, here's the question. Would you do that with them back? Would you do Mysterio and Sin Cara and the tag team again?
Because Mysterio, can't work right now. Nice way to hide him.
Well, that's it, right? So,
and
as we keep saying, tag team action hot and heavy here in the World Wrestling Federation. So, I think that it's due. Really, unfortunately, you can slap Camacho or give him a new name or whatever. And
I will say it again, though. I mean, even though he quit, I still say 60% their fault, Sin Cara being the utter bust he is. I mean, you have to remember, this guy's an unbelievable legend in Mexico. And the things that they're talking about, when they're talking about the Sin Cara character and putting him over, like having a comic book and all this and that, I mean, that's all true. Like, the guy was Observer Wrestler of the Year and was an amazing draw.
Yeah.
And very charismatic. It's probably 60-65% them, 35% him, but both sides are responsible for the character failing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He didn't have the right attitude, but they were just dumbasses.
Well, I mean, he didn't have the right attitude coming in, right? In that
he needs to present a humble facade, even if he didn't really believe it.
Exactly,
which he wasn't able to do.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean,
they weren't able to look past that.
But I mean, that's again, ultimately, it's Hunter's first failure. Right?
It really is, because he was behind this, and he was an epic failure.
And it was his first move too. That was funny. And his first move was a failure. But I mean, he's.
But then again, if Hunico takes over the character, Hunico's 5-6 years older. He's 36, I believe.
Hunico
is I believe 30.
I think just turned 30. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, if you say it's his first failure, but the truth is, if Hunico takes the character and does him very well, and the merch still sells and people get into the character, then it's not a failure. Because, I mean, who cares if it's a different guy? I mean, if the gimmick works, the gimmick works. So, I mean, I don't know if it's 100% fair to judge it as a failure yet, but as far as recruiting this huge superstar who they brought in, who they were, is going to turn them up or turn them around and be the huge, and they're still looking for, they're desperately. I mean, they tried with Sin Cara, they tried something that's going to try now with the new Sin Cara, tried with Del Rio, even, Matadors and all this different stuff. They are desperately trying still to create that hero, that iconic, legendary, folklore hero for the Mexican audience that they can't really count on Rey to be anymore, simply because Rey is, he's too beat up. And, for that reason, they're still, they haven't given up on doing that, though. I mean, that's the thing.
Rey is the physical version of Chris Benoit's brain.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He's like a 70-year-old, 80-year-old man.
Yeah, yeah.
With
he has the body of an 80-year-old Alzheimer patient. Well,
yeah,
maybe
he really does.
That might be, for wrestling perspective anyway, that's,
it's
.
True.
But, I just look at it again. I was kind of hoping with Hunico and Camacho that they would be coming up as a team, but
true.
I mean, I said it put
that's
it this.
I love the team.
One of the teams that we talked about, one of the ideas that they're talking about now is something we talked about a while ago, is that, With Tenzai and Brodus Clay.
Turning them heel
and being killers.
Yeah, they're talking about that. And I've mentioned it before. I mean, you have guys that are each 6'5", and a combined nearly 900 pounds, and you have them dancing. when they have mohawks and piercings and fucking tattoos, and those should be two scary motherfuckers.
And I think that's where they're going, and especially now that you've got the Xavier Woods and Truth to be the Dancing Fools.
Yeah.
The Funkadactyls with the Total Divas, they've gone out on their own, and they're their own
deal.
They
want to turn all four of them, was the original plan, to turn all four of them. And the people at Total Divas said, no, we don't want our lead characters being heels on your television, which is fucking stupid. Number one, it's fucking stupid that this is, you've already said everything on that show is on WWE's fake,
right,
and we're just the real stuff behind the scenes. Well, so what does it matter? But number two, you would let this show, which does one-third of your audience, dictate any creative on your main programming.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That you can look at it from that perspective. You can also look at it from the perspective that the writers of Total Divas, from not wanting to turn the Funkadactyls heels, are about a billion times smarter than anyone on the WWE writing team. Keep them there, their own separate act. They can go. You can put them with Truth and Xavier Woods if you want to keep the dance, because that's what they are. They're the dancing.
Well, you can put them with the Usos. The Usos.
Yeah, that's fine. You can put them with. But well, yeah, and they're dating. They're on the Total Divas show. If you want to play off that, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's. That's your whole...
Just do a storyline. Don't just have them come out as heels or just turn.
Well, but that's the thing. They're not... If they are, you know, with Xavier Woods came out with the Funkadactyls, and that's what started Brodus being all pissed.
Yeah.
Right? And so you can have them go with them, and that's fine.
I want it to take a little while.
It's taken a bit, and I mean...
Take a little while with it. Take your time. Have them be jealous that they don't get the screen time that the Funkadactyls get.
Mm-hmm.
Have them be jealous that the Funkadactyls aren't being faithful to them. And then when they turn, have them be mean and scary.
And I think
different music, and I'm going to miss that music, but hey, whatever.
Well, that'll be the Funkadactyls music, though, still.
Hopefully.
Right? So when they come out, that'll be their music, right?
Yeah.
So the thing is, I think that the two chicks can stand alone on their own or be with another team. They're over enough that they can do that. They're ingrained enough characters they can do that. So, yeah, let's turn those two monsters. And you know what I mean? Right now it seems like it's going to be Brodus is going to be the auspices of the term. So the big shock part will be when Tenzai joins in and become this monster team. And that's, you know, and they're talking about they're going to push him as a monster team.
Push him as that monster team and have the Usos and have El Matadors and have Truth and Woods.
Prime time players.
Not prime time players so much because they're also big guys, but these guys who are.
Oh,
really
I see
smaller,
what you mean.
Have them bump around mad for these guys.
Bump up, and get down.
Bump around. What about, I see somebody at the top of the stairs.
Okay, yeah, let him in.
Invite him in?
Let him in.
Not you. The guy behind you. I don't want him.
Get on the headset. Here, let me just take it off here. Oh, thank you very much. I'm here at the Addy's house for the Christmas housewarming party.
That's Bill Cosby, folks.
Mo, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Bill. What are you drinking or eating?
Drinking some vodka mixed with the Jell-O pudding pop.
Really?
It's the fine that gives me the kick that the need.
They haven't made those for 30 years, have they?
It gives me some kick so I can go home to my wife, Camille.
Where do you get them from? They haven't made them in like 30 years.
I have them in my freezer.
How many do you have?
I got the lifetime supply from the company.
Oh, okay.
Also, sometimes I just go and I ask Rudy.
Rudy!
I say, child, can I have a Jell-O pudding pop?
No, really?
Then she gives me the Jell-O pudding pop, as well as a new Coke.
A new Coke.
It's got some great taste.
New Coke.
It's great taste and it's feeling.
You prefer to the original.
I prefer this Coke to anything that I drink.
Oh, the new Coke. Yeah, that was money well spent getting you to endorse that.
That's what I told my wife, Camille.
Anything wrestling wise?
I used to go to the wrestling.
Oh, yeah?
But I had to ask my wife, Camille, for the money to buy the ticket.
Did you ever go to see that ECW or
DC?
You didn't like the...
No, I didn't. I didn't go because of the flipping and the flapping and the hilting and the hopping.
The filth of the farm.
The film farm, farm filth.
Ah, you gotta be careful of that.
My wife Camille handled the ticket money.
Okay. Well, anything you want to... It's good to see you again.
It is great to see you, Mo, but I have to tell you that you are still a fat fuck.
What?
You are still a fat fuck.
DDP already told me that.
I was with DDP and some other fella who was skin on George the guy's pudding bump.
Okay. All right. We're cutting it off. Bill Cosby.
Get out of here, Bill.
Housewarming party. The fuck out of here,
what
Bill.
The hell?
The filth in the farm.
He's talking about some filth, foreign filth.
And then he's talking about George Takei's pudding pop that he sucks.
I don't know. Is that like a Star Trek tie-in? I don't know.
It must be.
I don't know.
All right. What else we got here? We got... Slammies, we got the
Tonal Nonstop Action Company.
Oh, fuck.
Anybody give a shit about that?
No.
I didn't think
Magnus
so.
Magnus is going to be the world champion to take on AJ in a unification.
That's
where they've gone. Magnus, not fully heel turned yet.
Yes.
Will be, though, the Dixie representation against AJ.
You know what?
I appreciate they're trying to elevate somebody new, and I like Magnus.
And I appreciate the fact
I don't see him
that you can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact, though, that you know, they're doing the CM Punk angle better.
Well, at least they've kept it apart longer.
That's true. That's true. I mean,
based on that.
Well, and the other part too is that the funny thing with their tapings is that they're taping out of order. They're just like randomly taping shit.
Yes, they're taping out of order.
Figure it all
later. So much.
Yeah.
And within a couple days, apparently they already burned out the audience there in Orlando.
They are, yeah. Like they're not. I think they're gonna do a live show like January 6th or whatever.
Yeah.
That's probably where AJ and Magnus will have their fight. But I mean, some of the things that have come out, it's like. James Storm turned heel on Gunner.
Yes.
Gunner won the world title briefcase.
Uh-huh.
So, it's possible your main event program is Magnus against Gunner.
It's possible.
I mean,
again, like I said,
because Gunner's a babyface.
I appreciate you're trying to elevate people. James Storm should be a babyface.
But Beer Money's back.
Yeah.
Together.
Beer Money then should be a baby face. Yeah, but it is weird. You're right. Beer Money's back together.
Yeah.
That
doesn't make any sense to me.
No. None of this makes any sense.
No.
I don't know. The same thing, they have their one-night-only pay-per-view, and in it has, like, the Aces and Eights is one of the countries. It's the one where it's called
the World Cup.
Yeah, and it's got, like, all the countries, and Aces and Eights is one of the countries, and one of the guys wrestling for them. After it's broken up, it's Ken Anderson.
Nice.
And they're not saying this and take that order and telling you to order it. So stuff like that. They're
dumb.
Yeah. It's, you know what? You can't even blame the guys doing the creative right now, because in that situation, when you're being told,
well,
you fill out all this stuff.
I'd like to see something creative.
Well, but it's not easy. It's such a fucking mess.
Well, the whole thing is a mess, and that's it exactly. You can't really put it on Lagana or whoever, because you just look at all these things. Like, the announcers aren't there.
Yeah.
The announcers are doing the post-production deals because, again, everything's got to make sense because they've got to call it in order.
They've got to write the show afterwards.
Figure it out.
First, we're going to take the matches and write the show after.
Yeah, and it's like... They did the whole... I mean, I'm trying to think of some of the things. It's like, yeah, Beer Money's back together. James Storm's a heel. The Abyss and Joseph Park thing has been culminated.
It happens in Hollywood sometimes. You'll get a movie that needs to be made, or usually a sequel that needs to be made, and they'll get to the set without a script yet.
Yeah.
They just need to start filming. So the first day, they'll just do pickups, and they'll do some of the outside shots and some action shots. They just plan to cut in, but eventually, if the script isn't there, they have to start filming stuff and writing as they go on the day, or filming without a script. And movies like Batman and Robin, which is, you know, one of the all-time Hollywood bombs, worst movies ever, is an example of a movie filmed without an actual script.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the wrestling equivalent.
Yeah.
So.
I know, and then on the flip side, you're hearing that, you know, they want to do, their idea is for, like, slow character development. Like EC3 and
yeah.
like that, what is it, Samuel Shaw?
Yeah.
You know, deal that they want to pick up slowly, which I would be for, and that's a
but
good idea.
But you can't do it when you're doing it like
honestly.
Really hard.
Honestly, I think they're going to get like a 1.0, 1.1 rating.
Yeah.
with
which is what they always do. And how does this work with their
DNA3
Actions Live 365?
Yeah,
right?
I know. But they're going to get that with Magnus against Gunner, the same way they're going to get that with Sting versus Hogan.
Yeah.
So it's like that's fine. I mean, I don't. Like, you could say, like, well, Magnus, that might be too soon, or it might be too soon with Gunner, and at this point, it's like, it's just fucking TNA. Just throw him in there, and people are going to sink or swim. And that's,
yeah.
You got to throw everybody in the deep end right
who
now.
Who knows, maybe you'll get a guy who really connects to that Orlando crowd.
That's it.
And then you have something to build a little momentum on.
Everybody
you
throws in the deep
know.
End, right?
Like,
you do, you never
I think,
know.
I mean, but it is sad, because it's just impossible to get... Even though you know what's being taped, you don't know what the show's going to be, but it's
yeah.
possible to get excited about the show.
And he's got
to
get a tag partner, I guess. Or maybe, well, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work, because they had the briefcase match.
Yeah.
And Gunner,
well,
as we said.
I thought it was going to be Angle is going to be his tag partner.
Gunner won the world title.
Yeah. What? No.
Or
yeah.
won the world title briefcase.
Briefcase, yeah.
Zema Ion.
Is the... Romance DJ.
But he won one of the briefcases.
That's right.
At this point, we don't know. I don't know. See, that's the thing. Is you don't know if it's the X or the tag. Because it could be the tag, because Bromance is the tag champions.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
they could do it. Because EC3 won the other one. And again, it worked. He could get a partner, or he could, you know.
That guy at Bound for Glory, who was their the bodybuilder dude or whatever, Mr. Olympia. Or,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's not around, eh?
No, he was a one and done, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
And then...
Way to pay him.
I know, and I'd like to get your thoughts on how, I mean, I know you like to go on rants and how they, you know, how logically things should go one way, and through just the complete company screw up. And I mean, this guy was going to be the star of all stars. He was going to take TNA to the top, to the promised land, to probably like at least a 3.0 rating. But instead he gets the fired briefcase, and that's Chavo Guerrero.
Yeah, well.
I laugh.
I never said he would do that.
No.
But he could have been booked better. But actually, he was good in his tag team position. But, yeah, I mean, it's time for him to go, too. You know.
Yeah.
He wasn't booked well since he's been there, but as really in many ways. But at least he was good in the, you know, in the tag, as the Mexicans they were already.
See, I disagree. I think he was booked well, he just is as good as he was going to get.
I think you could have maximized his momentum he has upon debuting, and then you should have put him with Hernandez.
Yeah.
And you just put him with Hernandez right away without maximizing the momentum of a new debut, which is what you should do. And they don't do that very well. So there's that.
Don't do that
so
well at all.
It doesn't matter, because I got ROH. I will watch ROH. Nothing in the planet keeping me from ordering the iPay-per-view. Even though it'll be on a delay, I won't find out the results, and I'll order Final Battle. I love ROH. ROH is not only my favorite place; it's also our ringside correspondent, Joey Lawrence, who's downstairs. He's gonna make a quick appearance right now. He's on the show. He's in the room. This is perfect timing because
pop right in here, Joey.
Yeah, he's gonna talk about. He has his Ring of Honor is the only place right now where you can go and watch where there's guys regularly performing his favorite move, the Tree of.
Whoa.
Thanks, Joey.
Yeah, thanks, Joey. It's good to see him again. And now that Joey, whoa! Joey walked away. Did you see the big guy coming in here? Let me just put on the headset here. Let me put on the headset. Well, you don't say no to this guy when he comes in. Holy. Here, let me just say, I'm taking the headset off. Just...
Hey!
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Bobby Lashley, when this is a guy, when he comes into the room with this much force and charisma, you don't not let him have.
I'm unstoppable.
Yeah, well, you're hard-hitting and soft-spoken.
Am I?
I heard.
Hey, I thank you for that, though.
So what are you doing? You're taking the world by storm, right?
I'm not really doing anything right now.
Really?
I'm hoping. I'm hoping to be at WrestleMania.
Oh, are you going to be Vince's guy? That would be the irony, right? You're brought back. He was Trump's guy to get his head shaved, and now you come back and be Vince's guy to take on Triple H.
I beat Umaga.
What?
I beat Umaga.
You beat him. What?
I beat Umaga.
Oh, you beat Umaga.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to say, Baldy?
Are these carrot sticks free?
Yes. You can have as many carrot sticks as you want, Baldy. Fucking A.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Mo.
No problem. Thank you. Good to have you back. All right, Addie. I didn't even know you had him in the house.
Wow, yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, he's hiding in the corner. I don't know. And asking me for food. I haven't seen that guy in years.
Big party at Addie's.
I haven't seen that guy in years. I haven't seen
him. Well, we saw him during AAA Canada or whatever. Right?
That's right. That's right. It was Chris Matthews.
He cut a promo. I think it went something like, something like that.
I think so. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
All right, the Slammies.
The Slammies. So this.
Hold on, we got somebody else. He just he just grabbed the headset from you. Samoa Joe, I guess that's something important he needs to say real quick.
Merry Christmas! Fuck Russo!
Oh, what about Dixie, though? I mean, it wasn't really any better for you with Bischoff. I guess maybe it was a little better.
Cunt!
What?
Cunt!
Dixie? But what about when Bischoff was there?
Fuck Bischoff!
Oh. And what was it you said about Russo?
Fuck Russo!
Thanks for your wisdom, Joe. You know, Joe comes in, and of all the guys who give us wrestling analysis, and let us give us that insight that's honest and true and on the mark,
mm-hmm.
never misses, mm-hmm. it's Samoa Joe.
It totally is. You want to, you know how you spell analysis?
George the guy knows.
He does. Analysis. So... Should we, let's talk about the Slammies.
The Slammies.
All right. And you know what? We may even have our
guest. We're going to have a guest. He's going to have to fly out tomorrow from here.
Yeah.
He probably needs to leave quick. We need to get
stop
him to
over
drinking.
To, yeah. Down I know.
Bumping around.
Stop over from Seattle. That'll be fine. But should we get him over here? Try to get him up here to do
no,
this?
Let's talk a little bit.
No, let's
we'll
talk about
him.
We'll get him to do the Superstar.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Superstar.
We'll save him for the end then.
Yeah.
That is what we'll do because he's a presenter tomorrow night who's also here and a former guest on the show.
So we'll get him to read the presenters that the people he's presenting to.
Yeah,
or
exactly. But Eve of the Year.
Eve of the Year is going to be presented by Eve Torres,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense because it's in Seattle, right? And she bangs a Gracie who's out that way.
That makes sense.
And anyway, the
she Canadian.
The Diva of the Year is Eva Marie.
Isn't she Canadian? Or is that Rosa Mendez? I can't remember. One of them was a Canadian.
Rosa Mendez?
Seriously. Is it Rosa Mendez or Eva Marie was Canadian? Or not Eva Marie, Eva...
Torres, yeah.
And one of them was Canadian.
Don't know. Natalia is Canadian.
What?
Yeah, she's on there. Caitlin, Eva Marie, Natalia, AJ Lee, or Diva of the Year, the Funkadactyls.
But Eva Marie is up.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's being so impressive.
Mm-hmm.
What about, what's the other chick? The other chick,
JoJo?
Yeah, where the fuck is she?
You know JoJo, and I didn't even know this until I read actually The Observer, is that JoJo is the daughter of Jose Offerman, the baseball player.
No shit.
Yeah. Her name is JoJo Offerman, and she's Jose Offerman's daughter.
Interesting.
But,
well, either way, Eva Marie is nominated.
Yes. As are the Bellas. Basically, everybody on the fucking Total Divas show, Caitlin and AJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody.
Except for JoJo.
Yeah. And then Caitlin and AJ. And JoJo, I mean, JoJo hasn't been around enough.
So obviously, it should be AJ. Obviously,
it should be AJ.
Be Caitlin, it should be AJ.
No,
it probably
no.
will be the Bellas.
I was gonna say it probably will be the Bellas.
Well, here's the thing: when they say Diva of the Year, they don't really say is that the best wrestler of the year or the best the person who most encompasses a diva personality.
No, I think they do by Diva of the Year. Well, Diva means like Diva, yeah, like chick of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's probably the
like when Trish Stratus won Diva of the Decade, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But she was the best worker.
Well, I know. But anyway, this will be the Bellas, I'm sure.
Probably, yeah.
So let's go to...
There, yeah.
Double Cross of the Year presented by The Shield.
Oh.
Triple H fucks over Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels fucks over Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mark Henry's retirement speech on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Heyman fucks over CM Punk.
Yeah, the one I would vote for would be Mark Henry.
Mark Henry should win, yeah. That
he
was
won,
awesome.
Most likely it'll be Triple H.
Yeah.
But it could be Paul. Actually, you know what? I don't think it'll be Triple H. I think it'll be Paul Heyman because it'll be their excuse to get him out there and cut a promo.
I don't think he's supposed to be around until Brock comes in, though.
Maybe.
But,
We'll see. It's the Slammy, so who knows?
It's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Mark Henry's
this
retirement
speech
is great.
This next guy who's
going
to be presenting it is actually his brother's downstairs.
You want to get him?
Yeah, I'm going to
bring him. Well, don't do that. It's a family show.
First, if I already grabbed him.
That's true. All right. You ready?
No, he's still coming up. He's, take a while.
All right.
Say who this is here.
Okay, so Bret Hart is going to... Bret the Hitman Hart is going to present Match of the Year.
He's on step three.
Okay. Taker Punk Mania.
Mm-hmm.
Rock Cena Mania. Rhodes Brothers against The Shield, Rollins and Reigns, at Battleground.
He's on step four. How many have you got?
Just one more. And Hunter and Brock Lesnar in a cage.
Okay. Those are really the matches of the year.
Do you hear the song that he did for this in the promo? You know? My name's Hunter and I'm in a rage. I want Lesnar and I want him in a cage.
Oh, that was good, yeah.
He's sense. Just doing the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Oh, it was. Yeah. Seriously, these are not my matches. I could think of many matches I'd ever had.
Of the four, though?
It's Taker Punk.
Yeah, that Rhodes Brothers...
He just got five. He's,
okay.
He's, well, 1 foot's off.
Rhodes Brothers against the Shield was good, too.
Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah.
And the other one, to me...
I've seen that many good Shield matches on Raw.
It's true.
With Daniel Bryan and Orton.
Saw Hell No against the Shield here in Calgary.
Yeah, Calgary's just as good.
Also missing from this list, in my opinion, is Cena and Punk.
The best match of the year WWE's had.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, of this, I would take Taker
Punk. Yeah, Taker Punk, yeah.
It's probably my guess, but, I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
And I noticed it seems that Triple H is up for a lot of these awards, so as a heel move, they could just have him winning them all. And speaking of heel moves, who is it you said presented this?
It's Bret the Hitman Hart, the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
And the man who agrees with that, right? Putting on the headset. See? Bruce, you agree with your brother Bret, the best that there is?
I don't actually agree with that. You know, I think I could have beat him.
Oh, you could have. It's a work, right?
No, I'd give him a good match, you know.
You give him a damn good match?
You give him a damn good match, you know.
Yeah. Thanks, Bruce.
No problem. Thanks for having me here at your house. My friend Bobby tells me we can have all the carrot sticks that we want.
Have all the carrot sticks you want, Bruce.
Sure.
Bruce Hart, so you can
thank
have
you,
many. I know for you that.
Thank you very much.
That's
a good. That's good. I'm gonna go and hit George Takei in the nuts later.
Why?
There's no referee here to do it, so I'm gonna have to do that.
He'll enjoy that.
I think he might. That's what all the Japs do.
What?
George Takei.
That is Mike.
I understand this is also a Christmas...
Addie, take the mic back, will you?
Christmas party, and I'd just like to thank you for having me to this Christmas party. I I understand the whole world now celebrates Christmas, including the Japs. All right, we got to take it away.
Yeah,
take
it away. So he said something that really bothered me.
Is
that just me, or does that,
usually.
Does that picture of the Slammy right there that you had there, is it just me, or is Slammy missing some briefs?
Yes, I know, right? Like, we're up here.
Yeah.
That George Takei is back from Slammy's. Oh, my God.
Insult of the Year presented by The Miz, which is funny because he is an insult.
Yeah, probably the insult of the year.
Just him being him. Stephanie McMahon degrades Big Show. AJ Lee does Justice the Total Divas, which was good. Paul Heyman disowns CM Punk. And Zeb Coulter offends the universe. The fuck does that mean?
I don't know. Is that the Glenn Beck promo, perhaps?
I don't know.
No, they won't show that.
Heyman. Well, Heyman should... No, actually, AJ should win. I think AJ's is the best of all of those.
I think Heyman was...
I was
a father to you!
Yeah, that was good.
But yeah, AJ, I could see winning this.
Stephanie winning, unfortunately.
Well, if this is the whole... I mean, if we go to the next one here... Oh, fuck off. At the... I was going to say, at the LOL moment isn't one where the McMahons are nominated, but...
Yeah.
I could see. The next one is...
Because they're not comedy characters.
That's just it. Like, The Rock, or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rock concert at Raw 20th anniversary. Presented by the New Age Outlaws?
Yes. That'll be great.
Yeah. Vicky is fired as GM of Raw.
Right.
But she can still make matches when nobody's around.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck me. Titus O'Neil throws up on JBL, Michael Cole.
That's my pick to win it, because they're so fucking proud of it.
Yeah.
They keep showing it. Remember, it's funny how you remember... You said, when's the last time you even see a replay anything that happens on SmackDown? Like, when's the last time something is so important? They finally show us a replay, and what is it? It's him throwing up.
It's Titus O'Neil throwing up. I thought exactly the same thing. As soon as they showed up, they're like, let's go back to SmackDown. I'm like, now.
And Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to charm Santino's Cobra on SmackDown. Remember, that was probably the worst moment I've ever seen on WWE.
With the music!
I think that's the worst moment I've seen on WWE television. I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a worse moment.
Michael Strahan. Since
Dr. Heine.
Michael Strahan.
No, I don't think that was as bad. Michael Strahan was awful. I think this was even worse. This was so bad.
It might be worse. Yeah, it's the worst. Yeah, but the Rock concert should win this.
Yeah,
and then that could be an excuse.
Vicky Guerrero as fired wins, because that gets the McMahons out there.
I think Titus O'Neil.
Actually, they're so proud of it. It will be Titus.
It should be the Rock concert.
That's his humor.
It should be the Rock concert with them going to the Rock on the big screen.
Ideally,
they should. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next. Oh, here's Mickles. Extreme moment of the year. This should be great. The Shield triple powerbomb Undertaker on SmackDown.
That's pretty great.
Ryback Spears John Cena through the Extreme Rules stage.
Yeah, that looked phony.
Yeah. Punk extracts revenge on Heyman at Heck in the Sack. No. And the Wyatts crush Kane at SummerSlam. I think it's got to be the Shield in this one.
It's got to be the Shield. That moment, yeah. Unfortunately, here's the reason why I think it could not be the Shield. Because it reminds everybody that the Undertaker needs to come back and have revenge on the Shield, which he's not going to do.
They don't care. It just, you know what, they, to them, it reminds everyone that the Undertaker's coming back.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what, all you need to do is, because I still think that the way you do this is that the Undertaker's in the Rumble.
Yeah.
And Lesnar fox him. Right?
Yeah.
So you could have the Shield win the award, accept the award, the lights go out, the gong, and then they look all scared, and then it's like, that just reminds you that the Undertaker. And then,
yeah, if he throws out all three of them at Royal Rumble, that's his revenge.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know what? Yeah, throws it all three after Roman Reigns does the Nash Kane spot. Yeah. Fan participation of the year by the primetime players. Fandangoing, the yes chant, let's go Cena sucks, and what's up. And coming in a distant fourth, what's up.
Well, yeah, but even let's go Cena, like, old, what's up, old,
Yes, yes, yes. At least it's fairly new, and then Fandango is actually from this year.
So I think I don't know. I bet you yes, yes, yes will win.
It should.
Because then we could say, then all it is Daniel Bryan going, coming out and saying, we won. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you know.
Two slammies. Yes.
Yeah.
I did it. Yes. All right. Should we have another guest on? What are we going to do here? We just keep going?
Let's just finish, and then we'll get our next guest after the rest of this, because I think we're almost done here. Trending now, the hashtag of the year, presented by the Rhodes Brothers, is hashtag Believe in the Shield, hashtag Follow the Buzzards, hashtag Best for Business, or hashtag We the People. So essentially,
hashtag Go Fuck Yourself, WWE from Mo.
Well, you are cocksuckers. remember Tout?
I could give a fuck.
Well, what?
No,
this,
I still use Tout occasionally.
You know what this really is? Is that this is catchphrase of the year. If you look at those.
Well, I guess. Anyways, Follow the Buzzard.
Yeah, Follow the Buzzard should win.
All right, Beard of the Year.
See, it's about damn time that they had this. Santino Marella, of course, is presenting.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't get Jim Neidhart.
You couldn't get Hillbilly Jim.
That would be awesome. Because Legends House is about to debut.
That's right.
On the network.
Like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Daniel Bryan, the Wyatt family, Damian Sandow, Zeb Coulter. I mean,
certainly the Wyatt family will be Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, it'll be Daniel Bryan. This is awesome moment of the year is presented by Christian because Edge is on the outs.
Is Edge on the outs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was he pissed off or were they compared him to Chris Jericho?
I think so. I would be.
Ziggler
cashes in the contract. Daniel Bryan beats Orton. Show knocks out Hunter. Kofi Kingston hops on a chair at the Royal Rumble.
Oh, that was awful. When he couldn't make the jump he was supposed to make.
Yeah.
So he had to improvise. I mean, he did improvise, but it just wasn't good.
It wasn't what it was supposed to be, yeah.
Big Show knocking. Oh, man. No.
None of them
but,
are really
I mean,
awesome.
Dolph Ziggler is the moment.
Yeah.
It probably should actually be Orton cashing it in at SummerSlam. It's not even nominated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Breakout Star of the Year, and I love this presenter, John Laurinaitis. Yeah.
Well, he recruited most of these guys.
Of course he did. Breakout Star of the Year, the Wyatt family. Yes.
I hope that John Laurinaitis, he doesn't come out and Kane comes out instead and nobody says anything.
I hope Kane comes out and he rides a skateboard.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know who just came out? George the Guy.
Yes. I thought Arthur just came out. The Wyatt family, Nikki Langston, Fandango, and The Shield.
The Shield.
Which is funny because The Shield debuted, what, in, like, November?
Yeah, I suppose.
Last year?
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you're going to talk actually this year, it has to be the Wyatts. It should be The Shield here. WWE.com exclusive. We're allowed to vote on these.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Let's see here. And check back Monday afternoon to see who you named as the winners. Okay. This one better be done by Vince.
What a maneuver?
The What a Maneuver Award.
These are on the website. These aren't going to be done by anybody.
Yeah. So do we want to do them?
Yeah. What the hell? Real quick.
Okay. What a Maneuver. Running Knee by Brian. Black Widow, AJ, Spear by Roman Reigns, or the Swing by...
Swing
or the Knee?
The Cesaro.
The Swing's the best, yeah.
The Cesaro.
Faction of the Year. The Shield, the Wyatt Family, the Real Americans, or 3MB?
3MB is a nominee. It tells you all you need to know.
About factions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be...
So it's the Shield.
It's the Shield, yeah. You Still Got It, Best Return, Van Damme, Goldust, Bellas, Bruno, or Jericho?
Well, no, it should. Actually, I would vote for Goldust here.
Yeah, my brain says Goldust.
Yeah.
My heart says Bruno.
Yeah. Well.
My penis says Bellas. So the Bellas. couple of the year.
Triple H is stepping your way in that.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Tag team of the year.
Get Natalya. Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, John Cena and Nikki Bella, so it could be.
And you got, oh, notice that, oh, Daniel Bryan.
It's not their, it's not, I know the Tyson Kidd and Natalya and Naomi and Jimmy Uso. I'm just saying because it's not the WWE
names. The work names, not the shoot names.
Not the shoot names.
Yeah. Tag team of the year. The Shield, the Primetime Players, the Usos, the Rhodes Brothers, or the Real Americans. And why won't they just call them the fucking Rhodes Brothers? Why do we have to say Cody Rhodes and Goldust?
Well, because he's Goldust. He's not.
I know.
Duh.
The Shield. Yeah.
The Shield, yeah.
What? Hell no, not on here.
Yeah. That's crazy, actually.
Because they were around even in May when
we went. Yeah, but one's a heel, one's a baby face.
That's true.
So, feet of strength. Cesaro swings Great Colleen. Ryback shell shots Mark Henry. The Shield triple power bombs. Big Show.
And Mark Henry pulls two trucks with his bare hands.
I mean, that's it. The Mark Henry pulls two trucks with his bare hands.
Well, that is the feat of strength. Absolutely, it is. Yeah. What should be on here, though, to me, more of a feat of strength, is Cesaro neutralizing Kali.
Yeah, I guess that was this year.
Yeah, yeah.
That was this year. That was impressive. And the one, instead of Ryback shell shock, Mark Henry should be Ryback shell shocking Big Show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. For free.
Yeah.
In a throwaway Raw.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and but Ryback came out of that with a little momentum, and then they used some good shit.
The quote of the year.
Paul, say something stupid.
Yeah. Rise Above This by Damian Sandow. One stipulation. I'm in my boy's corner, and it'll be, and I'll be your Huckleberry all night long.
Dusty Rhodes.
And then what's this? The
volcano eruption?
Oh, yeah, remember? Sunday!
Oh, okay, yeah. When he sounded like a monster truck rally guy?
Yeah, when he was just going,
Sunday,
when he
Sunday,
went
Sunday.
When he went for a million, he just went,
be on your feet and off your seat.
Yeah, he went out of control for like
rally.
2 minutes and then just went,
because
I'm in control.
That's right.
Yeah. Paul, say something. I mean, didn't we call one of our the episode of the show?
That was like so funny.
Yeah.
Paul,
say something stupid. Yeah, okay, that wins to me.
Yeah, that's the absolute winner. That's one of the greatest moments they've had in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Best dance moves. Fandango, R-Truth, Summer Rae, Funkadactyls, Great Khali, and Ms. Co-Inferno. Fuck, I hated that. Fandango probably will win, or the Funkadactyls. I could see them giving it to Khali because they think it's funny as a rib.
I refuse to comment on this because Mizco Inferno is on it.
Yeah. Favorite web show, WWE Inbox, 30 Second Fury, the JBL and Cole show, and WWE Top 10. The only one I've heard of is the JBL and Cole show, so I'm voting for that.
The best crowd of the year.
30 Second Fury?
Who cares? I don't know what any of this bullshit is. I know what the JBL and Cole show is because John Gruden was on it once.
Yeah.
And actually, I've seen it a couple times where they do like their flip thing and it's like they're in like Pennsylvania doing Raw, so they're like backstage filming the JBL Cole show, and all of a sudden it's like the beginning of the show, and they're just somebody just walks by him, and JBL goes, "Steve Blackman," and with Steve Blackman, he actually turned around. So that wins because Steve Blackman was on it.
Works for me. Best crowd, the Raw after WrestleMania 29, WWE Payback in Chicago, SummerSlam in Los Angeles, and Raw in England in London on April 22nd.
Duh.
I mean, the Raw after WrestleMania was great, but the WWE Payback crowd was also great. So either one of them.
Well, it's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Raw after WrestleMania, I think, wins.
Yeah. Catchphrase of the year. You said that the hashtag of the year was catchphrase of the year, but they actually have both. They have yes, which should win. They have that's what I do. They have...
Who says that?
Mark Henry.
Right.
Bad.
Oh, George Takei's back.
Bad.
Should ask George Takei about Fandango. Maybe we'll get him back up. Maybe we'll get him back up. What did the producer say?
I don't know.
Something like Fandangoing or Fandingoing or something, and they went, Fandingo. Anyway, follow the buzzers, we the people, and believe in the Shield. So yeah, basically the fucking hashtag.
The same one. So now,
Now we're going to get the next man in, and before we say what it is or after, what are we going to do here? The guy who's a guest and down, up downstairs, we've got to bring him up.
Yeah.
Because he's breaking a lot of his current, a lot of skins, basically, down there.
What?
It's embarrassing.
Is it?
Yeah. He's away from his wife and kids.
Did he order the hooker?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it was him.
Hmm.
So that's
weird that we could get China on short notice.
Not really.
No.
No. And what else would she be doing?
No. But we got Mantar in there, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So that's good.
Yeah.
That guy's like a bull in a china shop.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's just say for a superstar of the year, and it's going to be presented by our friend, not DDP.
Mo.
Not
DDP. How are you doing,
our
Mo?
Our friend, HBK.
Yeah.
Who are the superstars
the
of the year nominees?
Superstar of the year, presented by the headliner, the showstopper, the main event, the icon, John Cena.
No, he's not any of those.
Randy Orton.
Okay, yeah.
CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan. The Big Show. And Brock Lesnar.
Anything else you want to say, HBK?
No.
Really? You don't want to talk about
my that? Good friend, Triple H.
Yeah, let's just talk
Triple
about
Triple H. I know, Mo, you wanted to ask me about Triple H.
You know him intimately, like your best friend. You probably
I can know.
Road.
As you...
Are you as close to him as I have you hunted?
As you know, I am no longer able to wrestle around the world. I am no longer able to wrestle in the United States.
Really?
I have lost a retirement match to The Undertaker.
Mm, that's true, you did, yeah. Yeah, that's gotta suck.
It sucks.
Well, I thought you didn't lay down for anybody.
The Heartbreak Kid lays down for absolutely nobody. I did, though, Mo. I got a property in Red Deer, Alberta, so I can live with you distinguished people of Canada for the rest of my life.
Nice. That's nice of you. And what about you have a friend you go hunting with and Triple H, and do they have anything in common?
My friend Triple H is one of the people who clings to me, who wants to be around me, okay? He reminds me of my pal Sean. You know him as Stumpy.
Well, what does he have in common with Stumpy?
Triple H, my friend Hunter, he has the smallest penis I've ever seen. That's why in 1996 I nicknamed him Stumpy.
And if anybody's seen a lot of small penises, it's you.
I have.
I was talking to Addie over there in the corner.
Seen China. She's downstairs.
That's not small.
Her penis is bigger than Hunter's.
Well, yeah, her penis is bigger than everybody.
But you know as well as I know that I lay down for absolutely nobody.
All right, okay. Thanks, HBK. I think you're just repeating yourself there.
I'm going to go get another beer.
Just stop snorting the cocaine with Michael Hayes, though.
Never. I've only had 31 gimmicks, so I'm okay. Scott's downstairs. He's at 32. He's fucked.
Scott Hall, yeah, we really shouldn't have brought him in. But all right, let's...
When I knew there was going to be a party, I said, you got to invite the headliner.
Yes, okay. All right, thanks, Sean. Goodbye, Sean. Bye.
Goodbye. I'm here in Calgary, the home of Bret the Hitman Hart.
Okay, just get off.
He won't go away.
God,
no matter what we do.
He just wouldn't leave.
I think we only have time. I think we're trying to say our goodbyes here, but We'll have one more guest on waiting because Shiki has to come on.
Oh, he does. I think he does.
Is there anybody else we have to get on?
No. No, I think that's it, and I think we got all of our...
You go get him. I'm tired. I'll go get him.
Go get him.
Let me just take off the headsets here and go get
him. Uh-oh. Okay. All right. This is painful. I think you can talk now, Shiki.
Shiki, baby, don't fucking laugh at me. Are you fucking laughing at me? What's up? I say you don't fucking laugh. Hi, Eddie, how are you?
I'm good, Shiki. How are you?
I'm good. Here, in your party, and downstairs, me and I'm making a P.S. of Haze. The P.S. of Haze. Me and I'm making the P.S. of Haze. We get down there. Are you fucking laughing at me again? I say, you don't fucking... but we're good. I'm talking to your producer.
Yeah, good. That's good. I hear you're here. We call it a holiday party. We call it actually a non-denominational holiday party, and you're celebrating Hanukkah.
I'm going to celebrate the Hanukkah with the Jew. I'm a good Muslim man. I not celebrate with the Jew at holiday. Are you fucking laughing at me? But then, you know who I think of the Jew? The fucking Randy Savage. But he didn't have it. It is Elizabeth. I miss her. She's a beautiful, but not a fuck Randy. I know she's a dead. Now, no respect, unrespect, Randy, but just fuck Randy Savage.
I get it. I understand. And now I understand that you came with, you brought a friend with you, you brought Marty Jannetty.
Marty, the good man, but Marty, he don't know how to work. He not teach good short clothesline. I say, she move, Marty. I say, she not know how to work, Marty. And Marty here, the girl, she asked me, where's Marty? Where's Marty? I say, no offense to Marty, but I say, fuck Marty. I say, did Marty give you his cocaine? Did Marty give you his marijuana? No. Do you know what? Look at the party. The Shiki gave you that. The Shiki baby. The Marky, he's like a gay fag.
Mo. He's right here, and Mo's a gay fag.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have nothing against the gay fag. I have no problem with the gay fags. The Marky Jannetty, even more gay fag than Mo.
No, come on.
Don't fucking laugh at me! You said, over here, I am the man with the 10-inch cock, and you don't fucking... thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, Shiki. You have a great Hanukkah, as you were celebrating.
Fucking Hanukkah.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Shiki, for coming on. You get him. Good. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. That's Mo. Just want to take the thing here. There we go.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. He gets a little worked up.
Yeah. A little bit.
I just want to say because I was here, I could hear you. And, I just want to say that wasn't me who said that. That I was. I actually, Addie, just to get this straight. Nothing wrong with anybody in a Georgia kind, any lifestyle choices and whatever makes you happy. I personally, actually, Addie, and keep this just world, so everybody knows, I'm attracted to women, Addie.
What?
All right. Here's what's up.
I saw her, Mo. That wasn't a woman.
All right, we're out of here.
All right, I just got to talk a couple things, quick
hits,
items here that our good friend of the program, mm-hmm. AJ Styles. Mm-hmm. They're pretty far apart on money, him and TNA. So it looks like Magnus is, in fact, going to be their champion going forward.
And he's going to put him over on the way out?
He's going to put him over on the way out, and then he's done. He's gone. He's taken indie bookings now far, apparently into the third quarter of 2014.
Holy shit.
Is when he's saying...
He'll make plenty of money out there in the indies, and you know what? Who knows? Maybe WWE will contact him. I think it's a long shot, but, you know.
Well, I mean, it's... I don't know. It's
He's Triple A America.
Well, I don't even... I mean, yeah, he's not... I mean, he won't go to WWE. I shouldn't say he won't go to WWE, but, I mean...
ROH?
Yeah, I was going to say there's ROH, but the other one, too, is you're looking at WrestleMania. We talked about WrestleMania 2015.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 2016, WrestleMania 32, Cowboys Stadium.
Yeah, that's the other big market. I mean, San Francisco and Dallas, the two biggest markets, they haven't had it in, so why not get those off their bucket list there?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, and that's the one, that's your 100,000-seat stadium. I mean, you can... it's not an indoor attendance record, I guess, because it's an outdoor stadium. But I mean,
you can have a huge crowd.
Yeah, and actually, it's funny on that. I forgot to mention that when I watched the history of WWF 50 years
WWE
DVD. No, really though. It did.
That's actually, I am. I'm attracted to women.
It did what? I'm just thrown off by this.
Are these guys 6 feet?
They are, but
that's me, right?
You might want to save some for Lashley.
Bruce Hart. You know who didn't ask for any of those? The Iron Sheik.
That's true. He's doing okay for himself. But I do. The history of WWF DVD was. They did say that the 93,173, they're still working that number, but, well, they're going, and they will. But they did say an indoor attendance record that stood for over 25 years.
Oh, okay.
So they have acknowledged that it's been broken.
Wow.
Which is a revelation, actually,
yeah,
for them.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
So that's how right here, is it? No, that's too dark of a snake to be revelations. It was,
yeah.
That was the albino snake, remember?
That was the albino snake.
Yeah. So
that looks like Damien that he has.
Yeah, it's got to be Damien. AJ Styles already moving forward with outside projects. He's an autobiography.
That will not make the best of the list.
No.
Actually, I don't know how many copies it takes to make the best of our list, but yeah.
Oh, this is great. He had a talking tour in the UK.
I heard that, yeah.
But it's been pushed back.
Yeah.
Because our friend in the basement had also had a tour. And they didn't want to conflict.
DDP?
DDP had a tour. And they thought that no more people are going to want to go see DDP.
Oh, they're right.
Well, they are. What? You know, Bill Barons is doing the fucking
book. This is in England, though. I mean, in England, TNA is actually quite popular in England. So.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively speaking.
Yeah. But yeah, that's interesting. Unless something changes in the next couple of days, AJ Styles is giz on. So
we'll see.
I don't expect him to. I mean, I would expect a return.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah. All right. So here's what's happening with the iTunes, the experimentations over and the test ground and everything.
Yes.
Over at We Talk Comics and We Talk Podcasts, sister site. All has gone through successfully, which means that we're ready to go forward with changing over WTW, We Talk Wrestling. Probably won't be this week, but when it does happen, if you don't, it should be pretty quick that the new feed will be up. We've been told it could be a 48-hour to 72-hour delay.
Mm-hmm.
We've also been told it could be within just a couple hours.
Okay.
So if you don't see it, go to the website. You can email subscribe to us on there. Mm-hmm. So any post that we put up, you'll get an email sent to you telling you about it. And, of course, we tweet out everything and just keep subscribing on iTunes until it does show up. We will be back and we will be better than ever. And that's what's happening with that. So what else is going on?
Let's see. Did I remember to call all of our listeners a son of a bitch?
The toughest sons of bitches in the
world.
Right.
Listening
to us.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so that we appreciate
right.
that.
We do appreciate that.
So, like I say, we'll go OUT, Stitcher,
Stitcher. We're going to be on iTunes, and I'm trying to think of, you know, it's Addie, at WeTalkWrestling.com to send us a an email. You know, there's there is the Contact Us, too, which has been great for getting, you know, some wonderful, wonderful feedback on
and
on there. And, yeah, there's some tweets at We Talk Wrestling. You can go to facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling as well. We really are.
Yeah. We're just getting bigger and better. So thanks for your support, everybody. And thanks to all our guests for coming on. I particularly enjoyed the appearance of Bill Cosby until he called me a fat fuck.
See, that was my favorite part. So, yeah, that's going to, that is going to do it for yet what I would consider another week. So we're going to do it here, and in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Yeah. Seriously, I didn't like it when he called me a fat fuck.
Well, then lose some weight.